Have a nice night.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I'm going to put you on hold.
What are you saying? Are you going to hang up an accident? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, I'm going to put you on hold,
oh.
And then I'm going to let you speak with someone that can further assist you.
Oh, it sounded like you were blowing me off.
No, I just have to say goodbye because that's our routine.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay?
Bye, honey. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Fuckers, we're here in Madhouse Radio live, back on the air, 10:15 p.m. July 16th. It's a Thursday night. It is 2009. This is episode number 12 of Madhouse Radio, our 12th episode ever. I'm so excited about that. How about you, gentlemen? I know I am. Here with me tonight is that one guy, the milkman.
I remember coloring a rainbow of excitement.
Happy Rainbow Day. Milkman is here.
Ebonito! That's right, man. We just finished up with our Domino's Championship, and we're ready to kick some Madhouse ass.
Sure, buddy. I think we are ready to kick Madhouse ass, as you always add an S-H. You always add an H to everything.
No, we all do.
Everything has an H at the end of it, man.
Yes!
And Milkman's
word.
All right, everybody, if you want to reach us here tonight, you can. The toll-free line is going to be open later on tonight. We'll get that number to you in a moment. You can head on over to Madhouse Radio, our website, madhouselive.com. You can check out our podcast, subscribe to our email newsletter, where you receive automatic updates of prank calls and episodes as they are released. We have the forums there also with a huge, extensive list of prank call archives from the Madhouse Radio Show, including our top prank section. Be sure to check that over at the forums page over at madhouselive.com. Of course, we also are on tonight on Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv. I'm going to be sure to go there and do what you're coming for over there. I'm having some Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, that is. And I don't know, there's something that's comforting to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, do that.
I like a nice tall glass with, like, I want it filled, like, I think a good ratio is about 70%. 70% ice in the glass, and then fill it with Mountain Dew. And it tastes really good. And sometimes I might add a shot of a lime or a lemon to it. And I recommend that everybody out there, you should try that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Something about tons of ice with Mountain Dew. I got three. I'm very tired, so I got three Mountain Dews with me.
Mountain Dew sugarless and Dr. Pepper sugarless are probably the two best sugarless out there.
Mountain Dew. Yeah, and Milkman, you know, I don't know why I was able to find this once or twice, but at the CVS here down the way, I was able to find caffeine-free Diet Mountain Dew, and I was excited because, like, this is awesome because I can drink it a fucking night. Because, you know, Mountain Dew, I normally don't drink it after, like, 5, 6 p.m. because it'll keep me up. Yeah, but this is caffeine-free. So you got to enjoy the wonderful flavor of Diet Mountain Dew,
man.
But not worry about...
Made such an animal.
Yeah, and I can't find it. I saw it twice in the store. Each time I saw it, I bought, you know, an 8-pack of it. Because then these fuckers, you know what they started doing now, Milkman? You know how much they've jacked up the price of canned colas? I don't know if you've noticed this, man, but remember...
Oh, Lord.
About 2 years ago, you could buy yourself a 12-pack. I don't know how things are in the rest of the country, but here in Orlando, you used to be able to buy yourself a 12-pack of a Coca-Cola canned or Pepsi products canned. And the going rate for it was probably about, I don't know, maybe like $3.99 or something like that, maybe low fours. And every once in a while, you'd have your deal where you could get like five of them at $2 each. You had to spend $10, but you could buy 5 12-packs. You were set for like a month. It was fucking awesome, right? Now, you know what? They started selling the 8-packs.
Right.
They sell the 8-packs at the same size they used to sell the 12-packs. Like, I went there once, and I was like, oh,
right.
Look. I was like, hell yeah, the soda's on sale. When I went to go pick it up, I was like, oh, what the hell? It's 8 sodas instead of 4. And they're selling it at, you know, the price that, you know, they're selling it for $2.99 each. You used to be able to get 5 for $10, like maybe 2 years ago. And they're sneaky about it, man.
Switcheroni, brother.
Then you look, you know what? And I don't know.
That's when they change the size of the box, man. They got you.
Yes. And at the grocery store that I go to, Milkman, it used to be, let's say you had your certain amount of the soda section, and about 50% of it had the 12-pack cans, that whole aisle. I'm talking about the whole chips, the dip,
the
nuts, mm-hmm. The popcorns there, that kind of stuff, the munchy food, and your soda and the water is on the other side. I'm sure it's pretty much, in my experiences across the country, I think that it's the same format. They put all that stuff together in the same aisle. So anyway, they used to be all 12 packs. Now, I swear to God, about the 12 packs cover about a quarter of the real estate in the store that they used to, and the rest is all these 8 packs, man. And they're selling it for like $2.99, and that's like cheap. How is it possible that the price of Coke went up so high? I don't understand. Like, I know things are fucking bad,
dude,
but
it hasn't, dude. They snagged you with some packaging, man. It's the same thing. The evolution of the 1.5 liter, not the 2 liter anymore.
What's that all about? Where's the 1.5 liter? I haven't seen that. That's a bunch of bullshit too. They're doing a 1.5 liter.
Oh,
now?
We get them out here now, man. We're getting the 1.5 liters.
See, it's coming to us next. California, you guys get hit with the shit before we do. Your gas goes way up before ours does over here.
And like an idiot, I figured it out. I didn't figure it out until after I brought it home.
Oh, man, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, man. So things are definitely changing. Hollywood Vanya's mentioning, when gas goes up, so does soda. But no, motherfucker. I'm going to do the math and see how much has changed price per ounce of soda. I'm going to do that math. I'm going to go
dude,
back.
4 cans, dude. That's like a 25% reduction, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a 25% reduction, and they're selling it at the same price.
That's 33. That's 33.
I don't think.
Because, it's 3-4, so,
I don't think it's proportional. I don't think it's proportional to inflation. I think there's some flim-flam going on here. I think that the soda companies are trying to gouge us. I think that they're slipping one in under the American public and are selling you 8 sodas instead of 12 like they used to, and they kept it the same fucking price.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fucking bullshit, and we're letting them. We're letting them doing it underneath us. I'm pumped right now. I'm really fucking pissed off about this, man. I'm not fucking kidding you, Milkman. It's fucking bullshit.
Right
there's a white helicopter flying the black helicopter.
Boxes.
This is a red hot, white hot.
Long boxes instead of the tall ones for the 12 pack, dude. And as soon as they got them long boxes, dude, we were screwed. You couldn't buy a case no more.
Then McDonald's.
They say you're 16 pack. What the fuck's that?
Milkman, a year ago, McDonald's, $1 could get you a double cheeseburger. You got yourself 2 slices of meat. And you get yourself 2 slices of cheese. And they took away the double cheeseburger, and then they came back with the McDouble. And the McDouble is the same exact thing with 1 less slice of cheese, and they're still charging you the $1 for it. I figured this out. This happened.
It costs more, too.
This happened 9 months ago.
The white helicopter.
I'm not kidding you. There's a lot of you I know. There's got to be at least one other of you people out there makes a living. eating off of McDonald's food for lunch every week, or maybe twice through 3 times a week. You get yourself $2 and you get yourself 2 hamburgers, 2 cheeseburgers. And if you're following the McDonald's diet like I do,
they're controlling us.
They took away a slice of cheese, man, and they're still charging $1 for the stupid hamburger. What's that about? I wonder how much they charge for an extra slice of cheese. Now, see, this is all stuff that I want to talk
really
about.
It's really funny, too. You notice now, dude. If you say, I like an ice water, they charge you for it. Because, why are you charging me for it? Because you're paying for the cup. Come on,
what?
Man. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, hey, man.
I threw that motherfucker in the trash.
I went over here to the Chevron station by my house, and you know what? They had a sign that said, we're now charging full price for cups of ice instead of 15 cents. I was like, motherfucker. They're doing the same thing. As a matter of fact, I saw that this week over there. You see what I mean? They're charging you. You might as well get the soda. And then McDonald's has something up. You know what McDonald's? I think I'm on a McDonald's, motherfucker. I don't know if it's like this in the rest of the country, but motherfucking McDonald's, they've come out in the recent weeks, and you can get any size drink you want for $1. Any size. You can get yourself the extra large.
Well, people drink water
soda
anyway, so they might as well cash in on it.
Yeah,
because
but
no one drinks soda that much anymore, except unless you're a kid.
I don't know. No, a lot of people, plenty of people want to drink soda, and they're charging you $1 for, you know, any size drink that you want now. And I think they're up to something.
I bet the ratio is flipped, though.
No. It's legit.
Sugar water with bubbles.
It's legit. That's what it is, dude. But they have the iced tea, and they're banking out. Their iced tea product is very popular.
Still think there's more soda drinkers than there is regular water drinkers.
Well, the McCafe is actually putting a hurt in Starbucks. The rumors are swirling. Starbucks, the sales are going down ever since McDonald's went national with their McCafe concept. All the McDonald's are selling iced coffees with sugar-free syrups, etc. Apparently, they're quite popular, and I think they're only like $2.99 or something. They're killing Starbucks in Seattle, from what I understand,
and that's
Starbucks country, man.
Have you tried the new Wendy's, man?
Athena,
the Wendy's is pretty good.
Does
man.
Wendy's
the
have
coffee toffee in the coffee?
I have sugar. I've had the McDonald's one because they have sugar-free vanilla, and Athena and I both straight up go and we get a large. I get medium sugar-free iced coffee with. With sugar-free vanilla. You don't have to put any Splenda in it. You just get a shot of sugar-free vanilla syrup. You're good to go. You have
that
to load
is part
it
of the McMasterson menu right there.
Right. That's right. And then that's right, ma'am. And then, Milkman, you used to be able to take two of those double cheeseburgers, and you had yourself four pieces of meat and four pieces of cheese. You put that together. You threw away the two extra buns if you wanted. You ate them on the side, and you had yourself a McMasterson. And guess what, man? Now we only get two slices of cheese, and I think it's an atrocity.
And you take two pickles and you put them on as pasties and do a little dance.
That's right. Yeah. And I don't like the pickles. I never like the pickles. Lonesome Loser is checking in. We're just talking about food as normal here.
Wearing the pasties.
Madhouse Radio. I am upset. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Just like that white guy, Richard Beale, whatever his name was.
Dude, there's something wrong here, man.
Fuck.
Golly funk.
I think this right here is a Republican scheme.
I think I'm just I'm a big fat ass. That's all it is. All right, everybody.
You're putting the fluoride in all their water and controlling us.
Lonesome Loser is sending in a lot of numbers here. We're going to go through these here right now.
Well, you know, it really got bad when you started getting cholera, you know, and salmonella from lettuce. Come on, man. What's that telling you, dude?
They don't
even eating healthy no more.
Listen, Milkman. Lonesome Loser has sent in a number for Cleopatra's Cable Bridge Casino there in Kennewick, Washington. I think that'd be a nice warm-up call.
Yeah.
I think I've learned that it's best for myself, for my pride and my ego. I consider the first prank call we do here every week a throwaway. This is basically a chance for me to go in there and test the waters, get a little goofy, you know, get the kinks out, you know. And then after that, we usually, you know, ram it home with no Vaseline. So I have a feeling, Lonesome Loser, that I'm in a mood. Lonesome Loser, I need phone numbers for McDonald's in the West Coast. Milkman, stop talking over me, you son of a bitch. I need numbers for McDonald's in the West Coast, and I want numbers for grocery stores, and or I would like a number for a Coca-Cola bottling company or distribution company, either in Hawaii or in the West Coast that might still be open. If you think you can find something like that, I want to have personal words with these people who I think are, and McDonald's most definitely. I think we need to be put in touch with McDonald's and tell them that we're on their thing and we're going to start the thing right here, that we need to be respected as consumers here, Milkman, because this is not the time to disrespect consumers.
I think needs to be a conference call, corporate conference call.
I think it really should be. I think we need to get Ted on the horn. Milkman and Tuck, get on the person who brings me Ted first. It's $5 Madhouse dollars, everybody, tonight. Be sure to get in contact with us if you know where Ted is. And also, we got the Wasabi Japanese restaurant there in Long Beach, California, the LBC, bro. I know Milkman's a big fan of the LBC.
I saw him last week in the lobby, and it never came in.
Holy shit, really? All right, cool.
The lobby of this TeamSpeak, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll be right back in a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio, first prank call of the night. Thank you.
Casino.
Cable Bridge Casino.
Yes,
Donna, how
yes,
can I help
hi.
You?
Hi, LaDonna. Is that the one? Is that the one that I'm talking to?
This is Donna.
LaDonna. L A D O N N A.
No, there's no LaDonna. There's just Donna.
Donna. Just
no,
Donna.
No La.
Donna.
Just Donna.
Donna. Donna.
How can I help you?
Okay. Donna, I have a situation where I think I left my sugar medicines. I'm diabetic. I have diabetes. All right, now I think I might have left my insulin on top of one of those machines over there. You know the one I'm talking about? You know those machines that you have there?
The games?
The computer machines, you know?
Oh, okay, let me go out and check. Just one second. What does it look like? It's in a bottle?
It's in a bag machine.
It's in a bag?
Machine.
What do you mean a bag machine?
It's hard to explain. The bag machine holds the insulin and it has my...
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, hold on.
Make sure you check for the bag machine, though, not just, you know, it's not a regular bag. All right, we'll see if she comes back, everybody.
Well, we do that. Just want to give out the website once again where you can reach us, madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. Two McDonald's are in from Dumas, Dumas, I guess this is pronounced, Texas. Dumas, Texas. Also, we have one in Dalhart, Texas. There's a McDonald's. We'll be talking to them promptly. Apparently, according to our recon by Lonesome Loser, these are Mexican women who are answering at these places. So we will be conversing with them shortly. We'll see how the conversation goes. We also have a Yangtze restaurant, Thai food, in Santa Monica, California, coming in for Lonesome Loser. We also have two prank call requests that we received throughout the week, Milkman. That I'm thinking are good potential ones, so I'll be explaining those a little later. You can give us a call later on if you want to join us just to talk, or you can even try your hand at a prank call. No pressure to you, of course, and that's over. We'll be giving that number out shortly. Milkman, stand by. Let me see if we can just hang up and call back and get the casino lady back, because she's taking too long, and I need to get answers here because I am going to be sick. Thank you very much.
Bridge Casino, Donna. How can I help you?
Yeah, Donna. Look, I'm sorry. I had a little bit of a seizure and I dropped the phone.
Okay, you didn't leave it here. Nobody has turned anything in.
You checked the machine. It goes.
I did.
You know the.
I checked both of them.
It's you. Do you guys have the one with the diamonds on it? The one that goes.
I checked.
It goes bing 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 like that. When you put it, it goes, you push the button, it goes, do, and it goes, bing.
Okay, sir, I checked both machines. There is nothing. I asked everybody, and nobody has turned anything in.
One of those little kids probably took it.
I don't know.
Who's in charge of security there? We need to, I need to get access to whoever took it. We need to close down the doors. Call back sometimes and get answers, folks. You don't have to hold if you don't want.
No. This is Maverick speaking.
Hey, Maverick, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good deal. Look, man, I left my diabetes and my bag machine up there, and I think someone took it, and I was wondering if you could, you know, look at the video or get a report. I need to get my medicine.
Oh, okay. Can I get your first and last name, please?
This is Valente.
Jesus?
Valente.
Jesus Valente?
Right. I need an investigation. I mean, who do you think an employee, I saw an employee, and is out looking at people. He was looking at them, like, you know, like, he was wearing regular people clothes, and I think it's the guy, you know how you guys always have a person in there, so that if someone's doing something bad, then he's in, like, regular clothes, he looks like a regular person, you know? And you pay him, he's out there, he's like, yeah.
When did you leave your...
He was looking at my bag machine, and I think he took my insulin.
Was that today, or...
Yeah, he was in regular people clothes, man.
Oh, okay.
Who's the employee? Well, I mean, who put me through? What's his, you know?
Yeah, I'll
who
go
was
ahead
it?
And,
you know who I'm talking about, right?
No, I do not know. I just got here at 7 o'clock, so...
Bro, there's this dude, he's like casing, you know, he's like looking at people, like he works for you guys. He told me that he worked for you guys, but that, you know, that he was, you know, doing his rounds, that he went around, and he was like, you know, in a regular people clothes, and he'd get next to people and stuff, and he said that he was talking about the women, and then I think I left, and then when he said that he was going to watch my bag, with my diabetes medicine and my, you know, glucometer, my syringe and the bag.
Yeah.
And I think he was looking at it and he took it when he said he was going to watch it for me. He said he works there, so I'm saying he probably has it.
Okay, well, do you remember what time you were in here?
It was about 45 minutes ago or so.
45 minutes ago, like around 6:30.
Yeah, who's that dude that works there that took my stuff? He said he was going to watch it for me, and I came back and he took it, and he had, like, my quarters and stuff.
Ooh, I seriously don't know who it is. I can,
Well, he said he worked there.
If I see him around here.
Oh, wait a minute. He told me he worked there.
Well, but I do not know who it is, though.
Well, who knows, then? Who can we talk? Who's the manager?
Tim is around here somewhere. Did you want me to call Tim and have him get on the phone with you?
Yeah, because this is serious. He says he works there. He must have must have my medicine.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and find Tim, and then just hang on the phone, and I'll have him get on, okay?
All right, I'll be right here.
Alrighty.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to wait for that and see how this pans out. This is quite interesting. You're listening to Madhouse Radio.
Hey, sir. Take a look at your G-Talk, man.
I see the G-Talk. We have a convention, huh? What's the convention about, sir? This is a clown convention. New reporting, we have a clown convention tonight. We have a lot of fun. Last time we had a clown convention.
And Confederacy convention, too.
Oh, those are the ones that we said 2 years ago. We told
children
them that.
Of Confederacy people.
We told them that someone has shit in the pool.
Thursday.
Confederate clown?
No.
55th annual Children of the Confederacy convention.
There's no Confederate clowns. No. There's a Confederate, like, isn't it the Daughters of the Confederation? I think it's their,
Children
their,
of the Confederacy.
It's their annual
convention. The 55th annual.
Gotcha.
It's the annual annual stupid clown convention. And then after that, the stupid clown convention, you know, there's a federal Confederate, well, the Daughters of the Confederacy. Women who are in the Confederacy or something like that, or were in the Confederacy at some point. I understand. Anyway, so we're going to continue to hold him and play this music here while I try to see. I think I might just hang up and call back again. I seen it work last time. Anyway, we're waiting for the casino to come back online. Just a moment.
Gilbert Casino, this is Tim.
Hello.
Hello, this is Tim.
Is this the manager, Tim?
Yes, it is.
Tim, listen, there's a man who works there. He was talking to me. He said he works there. He sat down next to me. We were talking. And then he said he was going to watch my diabetes medicine while I went to the bathroom. And then I came back, and he left. And he's obviously took the medicine, my bag with my sugar glucometer and my insulin and my medicines. You know, so I was trying to find out who is this guy, because I was like, hey, man. He's like, yeah, I work here, you know, because he was looking around and stuff.
Okay, can you describe him?
He was a guy, he was a white guy. He had this, like, salt and pepper hair. He had, broad shoulders, gentleman, a little close-shaved, bald, kind of stocky guy, wearing a blue shirt, like a T-shirt, and blue jeans.
Was he in a poker room?
I was at the machine. I was at the computer machine working on, you know.
Older gentleman with glasses? No glasses?
I don't know about the glasses. I didn't look right. I don't remember very well. But he obviously works there. He said he works there. He hung out. He was, you know, playing with me. We were playing the game, you know, and we weren't winning anything. And I said, hey, I got to go make number one. He said, all right, no problem. He said, I'm going to watch your stuff. And then when I came back, he was gone, and I guess he took it with him. Because I was thinking maybe, you know, his break was over. So, I mean, do you know who I'm talking about? Can you get me my stuff back? Because I think you guys have it there in the office, my medicine.
I've been in my office most of the day today, and I haven't seen it. You're welcome to come down. I'll walk you through every room I got.
It was
and
like,
you can,
you know, who's
I'll
the,
show you
who,
a picture of my employees.
Who's the Asian guy? He's an Asian guy. Asian, kind of overweight, like grayish.
Today?
Yeah.
The only Asians I have working today are young and short with no salt and pepper. How long ago did this happen?
About 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
I mean, he works there. Sarah, I mean, really, this gentleman identified himself as an employee of your establishment. And he obviously has possession of my medicine, and I need my medicine. I'm on Medicaid, and I can only get so many of those a week. So
I'm on down here, and let's investigate it.
But I want to know who this man is, and I want to talk to him on the phone and ask him where he is with my medicine. because I'm in no condition to drive right now. My sugar is affected. I need to have my medicine to stabilize me. And if I demand satisfaction, and that's all there is. That's the bottom line, sir. I mean, I went there fair and square.
Bottom line is, sir, how did you walk out of the establishment without your insulin?
Because the gentleman was obviously going on his shift, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I'm calling from my cell phone now from outside because people were giving me bad looks and looking at me dirty because maybe that's...
So you're here in the building.
I'm outside, as a matter of fact.
Well, come in the building, and let's find the person.
No, I need him to come outside. I can't go inside right now. I'm just feeling a little shaky because my medicine. Who is this man? Who is the overweight?
I don't know who this man is, but I'm going to look for you.
He doesn't work there.
I have any overweight Asian men.
He doesn't work there, does he? You people authorized the man to go in there and take my medicine.
I don't authorize people to talk to you. I don't even know who you are. You need to come in and we can take care of this way.
I'm going to sue you. That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck. Come on in.
What's your,
come on in the building.
What's your
come
tax?
On in the building.
What's
come
your,
on in the building.
What is your tax ID? All right, good.
Everybody, that's the first pranks of the night. That is the casino located in somewhere in somewhere. Look it up. Google it. Google casino bag machine, and maybe we'll see what casino it is. I'm sure you'll find it on the web. Oh, Milkman. Oh, dude, yeah. No, what happened? I got banned from the TeamSpeak server. Something happened. I don't know what happened. It crashed me out and it says I was banned. It says I can't log in for another 23 seconds, Milkman and Tuck, so I don't know if you can hear me. I believe you can. Give me just a moment. I'll be able to get back in. I can't unban you. I can't unmute you from the other one. It's locked down. Or there'll be an awesome echo of which the world has never seen, Tuck and Milkman. So I can't do that over there. And you're so stupid that you don't even listen to me when I'm talking. You're probably sitting there trying to talk right now, you dumb lummix. Milkman is such a dumb lummix sometimes, man. I swear to God. I'm trying to log into the public server, and it doesn't want to log in, Milkman. What do you want from me, man? God damn it, man. God damn it, man. Quiet, man. Now, there's two Carlitos in here, and there's only one of me. I'm Carlito 1. That's it. I'm the, you know. All right, everybody. We'll be right back in a moment with the next prank call of the night. We're going to be calling McDonald's, everybody. Just a moment at McDonald's. This one is in California. No, Texas. Texas. Okay. Just a moment, folks. Enjoy this song. Hi, Cammy. I'm on to something, and I need to have a conversation. I'm on to your people's little game, and I don't appreciate it. What happened with the double cheeseburger?
What double cheeseburger?
You used to have a double cheeseburger for $1. What happened to it? Why did I go there and I saw McDouble?
Reason why I went to McDouble, actually, there was a survey done to consumers, and the customers, you guys, actually decided that you'd rather have the McDouble instead of a double cheeseburger for $1.
Wait a minute. Why is it possible that I would prefer that you take out a slice of cheese from a hamburger?
It was done by a survey. That's what customers
said. Oh, get out of
here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Tell me the truth. How much was the double cheeseburger going up to like $1.19? 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was still buying the double cheeseburger.
No,
and you.
Could,
oh, yes.
Actually, the double cheeseburger went up to $1.19 about 9 months ago.
Uh-huh, and then you got rid of it altogether and took away the slice of cheese.
We sold the double cheeseburger.
Okay, so double cheeseburger for $1.19, right?
Yes.
And how much for a McDouble, just a McDouble?
It's $1.
And I want to have an extra slice of cheese in the McDouble. How much is that?
It'd be $1.22, I think, with tax.
Motherfucker, listen to me. You're telling... All right, so what's the difference between the McDouble with an extra slice of cheese and the double cheeseburger for $1.19? And the McDouble's $1.20 something. What's the deal?
$1.29
the
tax.
No, I caught you in something. Now you're charging me 10 cents extra for that, aren't you?
For the cheese?
Yeah.
The cheese is actually about 9.3767 cents.
Okay, and then but if I order it, the double cheeseburger, it's $1.19 total, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're charging me 19 cents there for an extra slice of cheese, and that's it. How is that fair?
You can call your corporation about it.
But what are you doing with these 10 cents? What is the deal?
The 10 cents?
This extra 10 cents that you're making up. Because I've kept ordering double cheeseburgers instead of the McDouble with the extra slice of cheese, which would have been 10 cents cheaper each time that I ordered it. So what are you doing with my money? What's the deal?
With your money, you got the McCafe, you got the new Angus burger that's come out. You have...
The Angus burger is small, and I wasn't impressed with it.
The Angus burger is not small, honey.
Oh, it's not. One-third pound.
It's a third pound compared to your quarter pound.
Compared to my double quarter pounder with cheese, my number three? Huh?
How much is the number three?
I bet you don't even know how much a quarter plus a quarter is. What is it? You got one guess.
A half.
All right, fine. You passed that one, but listen to me. That's a half pound of meat. Well, how are you going to tell me the Angus burger is not big? Once you've had the double quarter pounder, there's no going back once you had a double quarter pounder. That's just the biggest. How can you go back to anything?
Just another sandwich.
Whatever. I think the Big Mac should just be retired, too. I think the Big Mac is pussy shit, you ask me. I think that's for women.
I don't eat the Big Mac, so...
I don't like it either, girl. I know what you're talking about. What do you like? You know I like my double cheeseburger with just cheese and onion.
I try not to eat McDonald's food.
Well, you're sick of it?
No, I've been with McDonald's for 9 years.
But you get sick of it. I used to work at KFC, and by the end of the first month, I couldn't smell that chicken.
KFC changed after it went to KFC. It was better when it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I know. I like your style. We have, like, a connection here. You like food?
No.
Oh, how much? I mean, you want to maybe hang out? Would you be into it? No, seriously, I'll take you out. We'll go. You ever have fusion Chinese restaurant food?
Fusion?
They mix American food with Chinese food together.
No, it's
so good. What do you like? You like meats? I'll get you some steak meats. What do you like to eat?
I don't eat meat.
No?
No.
You ever have gazpacho?
No.
Gazpacho is you take some codfish, salted codfish, and you mix it with avocado and a little bit of black pepper. No, you like the avocado the way I like it. You like the avocado the way I like it. I make a nice mix with garlic.
No, avocados.
What do you eat, fruit bars? What's your angle?
With my shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah.
Like all you can eat? Are you an all-you-can-eat girl? Could you do that?
Oh, no.
You like crab?
No.
You don't like crab?
No.
Oh, man. What's your favorite food, then? Well, just shrimp? That's all you want?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
It would probably actually be shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, yeah? Hey, you ever go to Red Lobster when they have Shrimp Fest and it's all you can eat shrimp?
I won't eat a Red Lobster.
Dude, you gotta do the Shrimp Fest. Man, they have this shrimp scampi and they have a shrimp corn cob cake.
I know stories about Red Lobster.
Oh, really? Is it nasty?
Yeah.
I heard that tuna fish, when they process them on the ships are disgusting, full of bacteria, and they throw the tuna fish on the floor of, like, all this rotted gut floor and Chinese people spitting on the floor and peeing, urinating on the floor. Instead of going to the bathroom, they throw them on the floor and cut them right there and package them just like that, and that's how they get made out of tuna.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nasty. It was on 2020. You got to check it out. Don't eat no tuna. It makes you sick. And if you lick stamps, too, it's really nasty water they use to make stamp glue. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, some fucked up shit. All right, look, I'm done talking to you. You want to hang out sometime or not? I'm not kidding. For real, I'll take you out. You like movies?
No.
You like ice cream?
No.
You want to just go for a walk? We'll go for a walk.
Go for a walk in Delhart?
Yeah, wherever you want. Somewhere cool. You know, we'll do something. You know, we'll go for a nice romantic
walk.
We'll just talk. We'll hang out. You play dominoes and checkers?
I don't play checkers and I don't play dominoes.
What kind of board games do you like?
Chess?
Oh, you're smart. Yeah, because you're so smart.
Right?
Yeah. So what else do you like to eat?
What do I like to eat?
Yeah.
Spam.
Spam? Like the fry it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bologna, you know.
You're pretty hot.
Right.
We should totally hang out. You like grilled cheese sandwiches? I'm trying to think of something I could do for it.
Why?
You like a grilled cheese sandwich?
No.
Oh, man.
No one knows how to make it right, so
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool. All right, so for real, like, you want to hang out sometime?
If you ask my husband first.
Oh, well, I'm married, too. It's cool. I just got married.
Did you?
Yeah, at the end of May.
Wow.
Yeah, you never thought of maybe, you know, little.
That is, like, really early.
Yeah. Is he bi?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know, just for me.
No.
I'm just saying, you know. All right, I got to go. Bye.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Nothing wrong with being bi.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right, everybody. That was, who was that? We got a voicemail breaking news, guys, gentlemen. Breaking news. We got breaking news here, everybody. Milkman and Tuck, I don't know if you're paying attention right now to the show. I don't know what kind of angle we've gotten to. But we have a voicemail here, which I believe is from the casino. So let's go ahead and see if we can pull that up here. Sent to us via Google Voice. Just a moment here. I'm trying to access that right now.
Okay.
I'll be right back with that. Stand by.
Any moment.
Twist the Limo says to put her on a diet.
Head tilted, ear up.
Pistol Less Hungry Hippos. That was a man, that game reminded me of my cousin, and I remember I was like 5 years old and my cousin pissed me off when we were playing it, and I bit her in the shoulder and I got in trouble. I had to sit down in the basement in the corner. I was scared. It was in Puerto Rico and there was bugs down there and it scared me. Alright, well, since there's no transcript available here, I think, so that's usually not a good sign. It means they might not have said anything unless there was a general failure of the Google Voice system. I'm still trying to pull it up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. In the meantime, let me rattle off some of the other numbers that we have to call here right now. We have other McDonald's. I think we're going to make...
Oh, have you got your Google number yet?
Not my new one. Listen, hang on. Listen to this.
Excuse me.
Oh, the wrong number.
Yeah. The wrong number.
Oh,
you know him? He's like, I like that. It's funny. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna make that the message I get. You know, the little indicator message tone for whenever I get a voicemail on my phone. He's gonna go. All right. More numbers to do.
One of us new promos, man.
Yeah. 562 area code. I have no idea what it is. That's Long Beach.
Talking to Sean Ward, and he's a drawing, and he's listening to the show tonight.
Good deal. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Everybody, let me know what's the deal with InSyndicate. Apparently, I was very overmodulated, and I had no idea. And it ran like that for at least 20 minutes, 25, perhaps even 30. So if you're in Syndicate now, please let me know if the audio has improved itself. And I want to apologize for being such a failure.
That sounded great, man. I heard you here, man. Our stream sounds solid.
Solid as Iraq. We got a number one from Piss Jugs. Apparently, we're good to go. Okay.
All right, man.
All right, everybody. We're calling the Wasabi Japanese Restaurant. They're in Long Beach, California. Japanese, that's... Yeah, Milkman, you're half Japanese, so maybe you should give us some pointers about that. What's a good thing to say to a Japanese person?
I like the wasabi, man.
Yeah. You like the wasabi? That's too much, man. Oh, hey, you know what? You just reminded me of something. I have something. I got something over here on the big board. Silent Library. I don't know if anybody's been watching this show, but it's been on MTV. If you have a DVR like I do, set your DVR to record every weeknight, I think around 7 p.m. There's a show on MTV called Silent Library. It is a great prank show in the vein of a more controlled, amateurish, not as intense version of Jackass. Basically, they do groups of six, teams of six, and they all draw cards every turn, and whoever gets the card, which is specially marked with a skull and crossbone, has to do a prank, and they have some crazy, very humiliating pranks that they have to do. Let's see, for example, they made one dude had to wear a helmet, like a spaceman helmet, and they connected a vacuum cleaner to it, and then the vacuum cleaner was put in to suck up the dirty cat litter, like a litter box that was dirty. No. So this vacuum feeds into this helmet that you're wearing. This globe-style helmet, and it's sucking up cat litter, raw, dirty cat litter. And they did the same with a used bird cage. Like, you could see the bird in there and everything. And obviously, it was this bird cage that was just sitting there for like a whole week. It was very disgusting. They do pranks of that sort. Some of the stuff is very cool. So if you like prank shows and stuff like that, I recommend you check out Silent Library. Make it your guilty pleasure. It is definitely my guilty pleasure now, and I'm not afraid to admit that. So check that out, everybody. Weeknights, I think it's at 7 o'clock. Silent Library, MTV. My recommendation of the week. That's your recommendation of the week from Madhouse Radio. Everybody, will be right back with the first prank, with the next prank call tonight, rather. This is going to be the Wasabi Japanese Restaurant. Milkman, go fuck yourself. All right.
Wasabi Long Beach.
Hi, is this the Wasabi Restaurant?
Yes.
I have a complaint to make.
Okay.
I went there and I was refused service, and they made me pay full price despite the fact that they refused my service.
What do you mean by they refused your service but you paid for
it? I come in. When a man comes in for his food, whether it be a Japanese or an Italian or a Romanian restaurant, whatever it may be, when I come in, I demand service and I demand satisfaction. And I was not given the satisfaction of a decent human being who may just made two moderate requests, and I was refused. And I'm writing...
And what was your request?
I'm a food critic for the local newspaper from the Long Beach Herald, and I'm going to make a bad review on you. I'm making a bad review on your place because they refused to give me chopsticks, and they refused to give me cherry coke.
Okay. Do you remember who your server was?
No.
No.
There was an Asian person.
Okay.
What do you want?
Okay, I'm sorry that, you know.
What do you want from me? Huh? What do you want? Do you need my papers? Is that what it is before I can get satisfaction? Is that...
Hmm?
What do you need? What do you want? What is it going to take to make you happy? Huh?
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 Okay, what do you
I just want, look at you, seriously, you gotta give me chopsticks or I'm gonna give you a bad review and that's it. I'm online right now, foodlinecritic.com, and I'm gonna make a bad review right now unless you make up for this. I'm a food critic. I'm an amateur, yeah, so I'm gonna give you 1 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
On the website, and that averages out because you only have 1 other rating, and that was a 4 out of 5 star. This is going to bring you down to an average rating, 3 stars. What you are, a 3-star restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 5?
Uh-huh.
You're proud of that? They're only 3 out of 5? Don't you think you should have a higher objective, like maybe 4 out of 5?
Or 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5, maybe, right, but you don't care?
Uh-huh.
All right, so what's the deal? What can you give to me? Like, how are you going to satisfy?
Chopsticks? Okay, when you come here next time, we can give you chopsticks.
What about cherry coke?
But yeah, we can do that for you.
Do you have cherry sauce there? Or how are you going to make it?
Yeah, we have cherry sauce.
Well, where's it from? From the bar?
Yeah.
No, seriously, tell me. Don't make some nasty stuff and you people don't spit in my food.
No.
Do you want to write down my name and number?
Okay.
My name is Valente.
What was that?
Valente.
Valente?
Right, and my phone number is 407-459-4534.
459-4534.
That's right. This is
Valente. Okay. Any other complaints?
No, I just really would like to talk to someone in charge now.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be me.
Is there a man there that I can talk to?
No, just a woman. Are you sexist?
Well, it's because normally the man is the, you know, makes the rule. You know, has like
no,
the...
No, not here.
Who's the owner?
Brian.
Okay, so that's the man that I'm talking about. Now you agree, right, that there's a man in charge. He's
yeah, there
the owner.
Is, but...
Is Brian a man or a woman?
He's not there right now. He's not here right now.
Is Brian a man or a woman, though?
It's a woman.
Brian's a woman?
Yeah.
How do you spell Brian?
B-R-E-Y-E-N-N.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're lying. It's a man.
Brian.
No. You said Brian. That's not a man.
No,
that's not a woman's name. No.
No,
you don't want to admit that there's a man in charge of where you work.
It differently.
Of course a man, of course a woman would try to, you know, lie to a man. Of course. See, that's why I would need to talk to someone in charge. Can you please give that to what's Brian's last name?
Lee.
Mr. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so can you have Mr. Lee call me as soon as possible? Do you have a number that we can reach him at?
No, just this number.
Well, what time is he coming in the morning? When can I expect to hear from him?
Oh, we don't have morning time hours. We just have evening hours.
When is he leaving night? Because maybe I can come in and speak to him person to person.
Yeah, you can probably come in tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, maybe we could talk. Well, wait a minute now. What time is he there until tomorrow night?
He'll be here until 2 a.m.
And what's the deal tonight?
He won't be here.
He? Have you noticed that for the last 2 minutes you've been saying he, but you did tell me before that it was a she?
Well,
honey, there's a man in charge of where you work, right? The man is in charge, right?
Say it. My bad.
All right. Well, just say it. Say it, that there's a man in charge.
No.
You don't want to admit that there's a man in charge, right? Because you're chicken. You're yellow.
Okay.
Are you Korean or what's your ethnicity?
I'm not Chinese.
What are you, Samoan? No, I think you're Korean, right?
Yeah, I'm Samoan.
Yeah, you probably dye. Do you dye your hair blonde, right? Because you're ashamed.
Okay, hold on. Let me give it to somebody that's really in charge.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. How can I help you?
I was supposed to speak to a man.
I'm sorry?
I was supposed to speak to the man who was in charge, Mr. Lee.
Okay. I don't know who that is, and...
Wait a minute. This woman here who was just talking to me said that there's a Brian Lee who's in charge of the business and that it's a man. And then she changed the name and said it was a woman and then came and
said
it's a man.
Okay, give me 1 second. Hold on, please.
Who's the woman I was talking to? I want answers immediately.
Okay,
I command you to give me my satisfaction.
Is there a problem? Is that why you're calling?
There was a lack of satisfaction, and this woman is playing games with me on the phone and making me sound like a stupid person. And I'm not a stupid person. I'm going to give you people a bad review on the internet unless you apologize and give me satisfaction for what you did.
I know, but what was your phone call for?
Who's the man in charge there?
I'm the one who's basically supposed to answer phones and stuff. She just took over for a second.
Is there a man there who owns the business or not?
No.
So what is it? Is the owner's name Brian Lee?
He's not here.
It's a man, isn't it? There's a man who's in charge.
Okay, but he's not here.
Yes, but you people are refusing to acknowledge that a man is in charge of the business. You listen to me.
What is your phone call for?
Because you failed to give me my chopsticks and my cherry coke, and I think there's something up here, and I'm going to give you people a bad review. And
that's fine. Thank you very much for your phone call, okay?
And I called the complaint, and that woman, please, she's condescending, you stupid.
She probably
get out of here. Get out of here. Athena hanging out like a vulture. What do you want? Why? Well, hi, Athena.
Oh, Jesus.
What, are you drunk?
A little bit.
Well, we hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm chewing on a condom, as a matter of fact.
Athena's drunk. She's Oprah. I'm proud of it. I'm drunk. I'm drunk. I'm an alcoholic. I'm Athena.
Mrs. Amano.
Athena's an alcoholic. She doesn't want to admit it. I'm going to call her mom. Let's call Athena's mom now. Tell her she's an alcoholic. I'm kidding.
Hey, you guys have to come out here and we'll go up to Napa Valley here, Mon. We'll get really freaked.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started in Napa Valley because I heard they started charging motherfuckers to go there now more than they used to. I heard it used to be free and now they're charging $5 per taste or something like that. That's bullshit. I don't want to go. Where the fuck would I want to go there now?
Yeah, but I'm a local, you see, so I'll get you a local discount. Whatever.
Anyway. More numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. I'm excited about that. If you want to call us, please call 407-459-4534. The toll-free line is down for trouble, unfortunately. We have opened up a ticket for repair. Well, in the meantime, we'll call a 407-459-4534. It's the same thing, stupid. Jesus. Godzilla, Lockies, and Safes. I have no idea what that... What's a Lockies? Godzilla with one L. Lockies and Safes. In Las Vegas, Nevada. Those people can't even spell... spell the shit right. Let's call... We're going to call the Yangtze restaurant Thai food here, everybody. Hang on for just a moment. The next prank call tonight is coming up right now.
Hi, Yangtze. How can I help you?
Ni hao ma. How are you?
Yep.
Ni hao ma?
How
le? Is that how you say it, or what's your ethnicity?
Can you say that again?
This is Thai food?
It's a Chinese, Japanese, and Chinese food.
You have coconut milk?
Coconut milk?
I like coconut milk on a hot day, man. It's so refreshing. It feels good to put the coconut milk in your mouth and you swish it around. I like to... I put an Oreo in my mouth. I eat an Oreo. And then I hold the Oreo between my teeth all crumpled up. and I take a big swig of coconut milk, and I mix it in my mouth, and I swallow it.
Yeah.
It's good. You ever had that before? You ever try it? You ever mix stuff when you eat them?
Let me check for 1 second.
Well, try. Try to find out, yeah, because I like
okay,
that.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. Fuck this guy. Okay, I find out when you always...
Sound like he's getting hot, man.
You like your coconut mixy.
Hey, like a kebab.
Hey, hello.
Hello. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this a gentleman I'm speaking to or a woman?
It's a woman.
Who is that man talking on the phone who's scared? Why is he so nervous and scared? What happened? I was explaining something to him.
No, he didn't speak English very well. So
does he take orders, or I mean, what does he do? Because he picked up the phone and was like, hey.
Do you want to place an order?
Yes, I wanted to make an order. I was asking about the coconut milk.
Yes, what about it?
You know, I like to eat the Oreos, and I hold the coconut milk in my mouth, and I swish it a little bit, and I swallow it. And I asked him about if he had anything like that, you know, you can mix up like that, and he just kind of went, he was like that. He was like, he was talking like that. That's true. That's what he did.
I appreciate that.
I'm just catching her up. She asked me what I wanted. I said, well, this is where I caught up. That's where we left off. Where do we go from here?
You're insulting your husband's what you're doing.
Not too bad.
I don't know if they're going to pick up again. We'll see. We'll put that on hold. Excuse me. We will have to take a break eventually, I suppose. I did want to mention we got a new CD coming out next month. The title of the CD is going to be How Much Are Your Spaces? We're looking forward to the opportunity to release a new CD here on Madhouse Radio. Now, keep in mind, we already have a free CD available over at madhouselive.com. Click on the free CD link right there. You can download your own free copy of the Madhouse Radio first ever CD artwork by Big Tug, a.k.a. Tuck, over from TuckerMike.com. Milkman makes a special appearance and a special foreword by Milkman. And very beautiful. He said very nice things about me. I liked it. It was very nice. Thank you, Milkman. That was nice of you. All right, everybody. I'm getting tired of waiting here for the Chinese people, so we're going to have to call them back on the redial. There we go. Do we have any good... Have we ever had any good luck with the Chinese? Let me look up Chinese here for the Madhouse Archive, see what I can see off the top. Chinese contraband liquor store. Chinese make it happen. Chinese boobies. I don't remember that at all. Do you remember Chinese boobies? I don't remember. This is probably really stupid. It's only a minute and 1 second long. Let's see.
Oh, this has to be a good one then.
We'll be quiet so we can hear it.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to place an order, please, ma'am. El Capuente, deja vu. You hear me?
Can I hear you?
Okay, open your ears then, jackass. Let me hear. Listen to me. I want to place an order to pick up. El Capuente. You understand Spanish?
No, we don't have it. We closed already.
Okay, can I place an order for tomorrow then?
For tomorrow morning?
Yeah, what size are your boobies, baby?
Oh, sorry, we closed already. You order tomorrow. You order, can you call me tomorrow morning?
Well, I could do that, but what size are your boobies? And are you menstruating right now?
Sorry, hello. I don't understand you. Okay, sorry, bye-bye.
Hey, ma'am.
What a bitch. I guess
you... And well, that was Chinese boobies. I didn't even remember that, guys. I honestly, when was that even from? I don't know.
Hey, Carlito, I need
to
know if you're doing Monday shows.
What's this message?
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah, that was Hollywood
there. I don't
know if
you're doing Monday shows anymore. Yeah. Pretty much why I called. No one in the chat room will answer, so. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, answer the question. When are we going to do a Monday show again? Milkman, are you going to be working Monday? You're going to start working again Monday, aren't you? Fuck. We had an opportunity to do a normal Monday show.
I can do Mondays, but Thursdays, my schedule has changed.
Well, no, we're going to lose the Milkman.
I'll have to do them on the fly.
Let me know about that. Well, Milkman, we might do a Monday show this week. I think it's time. I think I'm going to buy the newspaper on Sunday.
We'll talk about that after here.
I mean, yeah. We'll see. Maybe Monday afternoon I can do a show. We'll see about that. Stay tuned. It'll be on the Twitter and the Madhouse site if it does. Watch the Madhouse site. By Sunday night, I'll make a decision.
Right. Join the Twitter with the Madhouse and the Hermanito.
Let's say, it's at Madhouse. We're Madhouse.
Tweet Twitter.
Tweet away. Madhouse is proud to announce that Madman, our good friend Madman here, checking in on AOL. We haven't seen him in a long time. Former supplier of our chat room, Madman in the house. How are we doing? We're doing good, Madman. How you been? Thank you, sir, for stopping by. I don't know if he's in the chat room, but...
There you have it.
He's checking in somewhere. Good to see him.
Hey, Hermano, man.
Yeah.
How is that convention coming along, man? I think somebody's asking for you.
Convention. That's right. Okay, let me get those numbers. Where's Nunu at?
Convention.
The Confederate Clown Women's.
I lost them. Nunu sent it, right? Oh, no, here we go. Okay, I see. Sent it to you and you sent it to me. Okay, I got it.
No, I sent it to you in G-Talk.
Okay, I see. The Children of the Confederacy Convention going on today in Orlando. They're here in Orlando? Oh, my God. At Universal Studios. No kidding.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a
conversation. That neck doesn't get much redder than that.
I wanted to mention here,
we're
you know.
Born with a red neck.
I want to take it a little serious for a moment. I just want to, you know, and I've not made a public comment or we haven't talked about these prank calls that have been going on here, going to the hotels. You know, this has been happening a big rash lately. And here in Orlando this week it happened. I mean, it's funny. Actually, Reklu did talk about it with us a little bit last week. We talked a little bit about it. I think it was last week or before that. But basically, there's some prank callers out there who have a website. I think it's PrankNet or something like that. And they've been going around, or at least once, they've done a prank call and it's been copied a lot, or they're the ones that are behind all this.
I'm not giving any credit, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. I mean, is it funny to hear, I mean, basically they're doing prank calls to hotels, they get through to the room, and they say, yeah, this is the front desk, there's a fire, or there's a gas leak, we need you to break the window, pick up a chair, pick up a lamp, throw it through the window, or whatever that is. And they'll do that, and they'll say, you got to set the fire sprinkler off. And I don't know if they're having them hold a match or a lighter to the fire sprinkler to set it off or if they're making them hit it. Whatever it may be, they've done some damage here at this one hotel. It's funny to hear dumbasses do stuff like that because when we do stuff, I mean, we're guilty of some stuff. Like, you know, we had Charlie Patton put his, cordless phone in the toilet in the tub.
Life may be in danger.
Listen, all right. Yeah, okay, it might be funny, but seriously, you're ruining the scene for us because we're going to be websites and services, online deals, that deal in the prank call realm. We're looking at coming into some extra scrutiny here because you're causing thousands of dollars of damage to hotel rooms. And yeah, it's funny and it's cool to be a rebel and all that. You're gonna fuck up a good thing for a lot of people, you know? Because now the feds are probably gonna get involved. And I knew when I first started seeing these stories a few months ago or a few weeks ago, I was like, you know, pretty soon what's gonna happen is that every hotel in the country is going to know the story.
You're in the jail, the one doing the prank.
Yeah, and we're just, you know, we don't call, like, you hear me, we call these conventions and we mess with the people.
You're going to find lots and lots of money. You're going to get fined lots and lots and lots of money. You will never, ever, ever be able to pay off.
Right. Well, true, but I'm not about to call in and have someone, you know, break up the hotel.
Lucky they gave us back our computers, man.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what, Milkman? It is true that, you know, Zolar and I and Reklude and you participated in that prank call show, epic prank call show. But all we did was we sent a rich man named Jack Valenti, God rest his soul, died of a stroke. But we sent him, what, flowers and some Chardonnay that I think the hotel would have comped anyway. It doesn't matter. The guy was the president of the MPAA, so please, I mean, it's not a big deal. But it's not like, you know...
I mean, that was probably the biggest thrill of his life when he got that fat hooker.
It's not like we convinced somebody... I mean, yeah, it's funny, because like I said, when we had Charlie Patton drop that cordless phone in the tub, that was funny, but he was talking on it right afterwards. Like, he took it out, he just had to dry it. It was working just fine after a little bit, you know? It's not like... I made sure he wasn't in the tub to electric.
Right,
I told
that
him
didn't, that didn't
yeah.
involve emergency services.
Yeah,
anyway.
It didn't matter.
He proved it.
Yeah. So although it's funny to do prank calls, and yeah, we love it, and we're all. I mean, yeah, this is really all kind of dark and shady and stuff, and borderline illegal. Technically, it is illegal what we do here, but we have a good time with it. And you know, we're not stupid. We don't call in bomb threats. We don't go around telling people we're going to kill them. We sure as hell don't.
But there is,
you know, do shit like that. So I'm getting off my. I'm just saying, guys. I mean, yeah, it's funny, but you know, if you're listening to this and you might, because this is happening all over the country now. There's different cases of it. You know, either copycats or the same people over that site that are doing it. And they did one here in Orlando this week. They, you know, and in the article in Orlando Sentinel, it says right there that the owner of the hotel was suspicious of putting the call through because he had recently gotten the fax that's been making rounds through the whole hotel and motel industry, a fax and a notice that all these people are getting in their meetings with corporate and their local stories and talking to each other, that there's prank callers that are going around and to be on the watch because these prank callers get put through to people and they make them break stuff thinking that, you know, it's the staff that's calling them. So what I'm saying is it's probably going to start making the rounds in the big news. And yeah, it's funny to have prank calls in the news and stuff like that. Not when you're going to fuck things up for a lot of people. I'm not just talking about me. There's people
But for a good reason and a good call. That's not even a good call.
Yeah, well, it is funny. I'll tell you, I don't want to play it because, I mean, it's on our website. If you want to hear it, in the forums, I think there's a YouTube link to the one from the PrankNet people. I think they're pranked. I don't know what they are exactly. I'm not sure what it is precisely. But anyway, yeah, Jack Valenti, Maven is reminding us. Jack Valenti doesn't count because Jack Valenti is dead
lacking.
Already. Jack Valenti is dead already, so it doesn't count, Milkman, damn it. Thank you.
I don't know what I'm working for his son, dude. Actually, I'm working with his son now.
We're calling Godzilla's lockies and saves. After that, we'll take a break, and after that, we'll call the conventions. Give them enough time to get back in their hotel rooms.
Hello, this is. If you please leave your name and number, we'll call you back. Thank you.
I don't know who Jack and Teresa are, and I know what that's all about.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was a bullshit if you asked me.
This is Jack and Teresa.
Anyway, it's time for me to go get a sandwich, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm actually going to be taking a break right now, if you don't mind. But I will be back soon.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's all wonderful. I don't think there's no bullshit at all.
We're going to get down to the issues with sodas.
It's like a bum out there.
Lonesome Loser, if you get a chance to throw at me, it's a supermarket that's still open. We could talk about the soda situation. And also perhaps a bottling plan or something like that, or distribution or something like that. I'll take anything.
Lulu's a bum.
I'll take the RC Cola Company. I'll take Pepsi. I'll take Coke. I don't know. I'll take the 7-Eleven, and we'll talk about it there. I'm sure they know what we're talking about. When we come back, we have those prank calls as well as the we're going to have the Yangtze restaurant again. I would like to follow up with them. We got some McDonald's where we can discuss the cheese conspiracy with the McDouble. And my conspiracy, or my allegations of conspiracies with their $1 any size soda. I think they are seriously onto something here, folks, and I think we need to get to the bottom to it. I will get to the bottom to it, myself and Bob Morton, with the news solvers here on 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 5.32 seconds. I promise. 11:27 p.m. July 16th, 2009, Thursday, Madhouse Radio. Yes.
We're back. 5:32 seconds later.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die. I'm a test guy. Now let's take some time.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Huh?
Yes, hi. Are you friends with 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you know 18? Is this Kaden?
No.
This isn't the Kaden dude, because I found out on Good Word that you were talking to my girl on the chat room.
No.
My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie. That's
What chat room? Because I don't...
Some fucking web chat room, man.
No, I haven't... I don't go on those.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it out?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know you're... If you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you...
Dude, hey. Hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, jackass, I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like, I saw her doing something on the video cam.
What kind of...
With some fucking dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she says some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number, telling her to call you.
No. Well, I what happened, I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but...
But they gave your phone number, I mean.
No, can I explain? What happened, I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who, okay? And... They knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving... Another person somebody else called me, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people, and I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know...
It says right here, look, listen. It says right here, I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old are you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that, yes. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here.
Okay, that's what I would. I'd never say something like that.
Sir, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages.
Okay, well, can I please... Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. But, you know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this, but...
Do you look at porno, dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore. I did, like, a long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked at porno pictures on the computer?
It was, like, years ago.
Together, you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up thing.
Because,
like
because people aren't supposed, people your age aren't supposed to look at porno.
It was a pop-up.
That's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though. There.
Mm-hmm. It was, but why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're free to go. I mean, you're here on your own accord. You're free to go.
Okay. Is anything... I mean, am I going to have to go through anything, or...
Well, you're going to be on... I mean, you're part of the report.
Okay.
This is going to be on NBC Radio about predators like yourself who break marriages up on the Internet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to figure this out, figure out who this is, and I'm going to talk to him, because, you know...
Let me know, but...
Okay, if I find out who it was, I'll call you and let you know what I find out, because I didn't have...
Okay. Good job, son. You got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the DA, and everything's going to be all right. I don't
worry. What's DA?
It. Yeah, the district attorney. I'll talk to the DA, and I'll smooth it over to be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy on the TV, so I will work it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, bye. I got to go. My mom's calling me.
Hey, tell her I said hi, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right,
man. That was funny.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Taking the world by force.
98.6
ML.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Say, man, I don't give a fuck about the feds, DEA, ATF, Task Force, Jump Out Boys, and your local neighborhood robbers, baby. I got to keep on pushing.
People, Carlito, Oakman, Talk, fans, listeners, Madhouse Radio is back.
Is the
house. Okay.
Here too. Yeah.
Hollywood Vanya, I think he wanted to call in. I think he went to sleep now. What happened? Hollywood Vanya should have called in. I think he's gone.
Yeah,
Hollywood,
he was drunk, dude.
Whatever.
He was wound up, and then he just signed out all of a sudden.
You can call in at 407-459-4534 again. 407-459-4534. Call that number if you want to be in. The toll-free line is not up tonight, but it should be back up in time for the next show that we do on next Thursday. In theory, hopefully it should be up. You know, we lost internet service here around this time last night. And it stayed down until about 6 o'clock in the morning today. That is the right number, Milkman. Yes, 407-459-4534. Got more numbers here?
Yeah, that's right. 8278-8509.
The man himself, Lonesome Loser, has come through with our request. He is the man. Coca-Cola Company bottling plant looks like here.
The number hitman. Back in the house.
In Kapolei, Hawaii, everybody. We're going to call Coca-Cola in Hawaii. One moment. Thank you.
The cost of this call is
2 cents
per minute.
No. Oh, we gotta call that place that I said the guy was like. I got something to tell you guys about work, a mistake I made on the phone machine.
Uh-oh.
I made fun of a customer, and I think the customer heard it, and the customer might have complained.
Oh, cool, man.
We're trying to get through the Coca-Cola plant.
Purposes.
Yeah, this woman called in my job complaining that her service was down. And I meant to put her in our mute and go, yeah, like that, like I do on the show. And I forgot to hit mute, so she was like, and we can't use the service at all. And I went, yeah, like that. And it got quiet, and I heard myself in the microphone, and I said, oh. But she acted like it didn't happen, but it was still pretty funny. She showed up after.
Maybe pre-recorded for training purposes.
But I was thinking to myself, it'd be funny if my boss, you know, heard that one. He'd probably have a nice talking with me. That's funny as hell. Can you imagine? Because she could complain, and then they could pull the tape. She could easily call, yeah, I called in, and he made fun of me, you know, to my face. And it was, okay, we'll listen to the call. They hear me going, yeah. I'm such an asshole. I'm kidding, that didn't really happen. Anyway, we'll be right back with the next prank call tonight. We're going to call Safeway. That is a grocery store.
That's funny as hell, though, dude.
Yeah. No, it happened to me at an old job once, not the one I'm at now. I'm just saying that to cover my ass. Be right back in a moment with the next prank. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, hell, we'll just do it now.
Thank
you for calling your friendly Anderson Safeway.
Friendly.
Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choices. Or stay on the line and your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our pharmacy, press 5. For our produce department, press 6. For our meat department, press 7. For all other inquiries and customer service,
let's talk to the meat people first. This is taking way too long.
One moment, please.
They don't have a soda department. I'll go with meat. Because soda has a lot of sodium, so does meat. There's a voicemail on the Madhouse line.
Safeway meat department, this is Courtney.
Hey, I was just listening to the message from Jonathan.
What?
Listen, I was calling about the problem I have with the sodas, but I can't. There's no option for the soda department, so I hit meat.
What was wrong with your soda?
How close are you guys to the sodas? Are you close to them? Like, in your department, can you see them from there?
Yeah.
Like, can you see the sodas from where you're at, like, when you're working in your meats?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man, what's with the 8-packs, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, you guys have 8-packs so much now. Why do you get rid of the 12-packs and you're charging the same money for the 8-packs they used to charge the 12-packs last year? Huh?
I have no idea. You would have to talk to customer service, but they're not open anymore.
Well, who's in charge there? Who's the man? Is there a man I can talk to?
Yeah, let me get you to him.
What's the man's name?
His name is Tom.
All right, go put Tom on. Another Tom. Here we go.
Okay.
Fine. Put Steve on. Put Steve on. She doesn't even know how to transfer the phone.
He wants to talk to the manager.
Oh, I can hear you. She does not use the phone. Walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me breathe in private. Number coming in from Milkman for AAA Hot Jocks and Babes Escort in Dallas, Texas. That's the guy that we had an argument with about. When do we have an argument with that person?
Look at Milkman and see what he's into.
Yeah, man. Milkman's getting in the mix. That was a fun call. Good deal. Good idea. I think that comes from Testio. We got a number from Albertsons. Albertsons, the first job I ever held, was it at Albertsons? That's in Downey, California. We'll be giving them a call in a little bit. Also, we will be calling Bel Air Markets. They're in California. You are listening to Madhouse Radio. We are currently on hold.
They need to fix that old music. God.
Yeah, holy crap, it sucks, isn't it?
Walk on by.
Oh, man. It is horrible. Anyway.
Hang up the phone.
Now, Ryan's going to have to terminate the call, I think, here. And we'll call back and ask directly for Thomas. Or Tom. I'll call him Thomas. Look, I act like I'm cool. Like, I know Tom's the server Thomas.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, we will. Walk on by, motherfucker. Calling him back.
Anderson Safeway.
Mr. Anderson.
Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1.
You remember what it was for customer service? 8?
For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our pharmacy, press 5. For our produce department, press 6. For our meat department, press 7.
All right, we'll call
calling for meat.
I got meat.
I got some meat.
Meat.
Milkman, you should change your name
meat
to Meat
Department, please speaking. May I help you?
Big Steve, how you doing?
Oh, good.
I was trying to get through to Thomas, but the woman didn't know how to use a phone machine. Remember, you told her how to do it, and she was like, I don't get it.
Okay, you're trying to talk to Tom?
I don't know. Remember who I'm talking about, that girl?
No, I don't know who she is.
Oh, I called before, and she's like, Steve, I don't know how to transfer it.
Oh, is that you, Alexander?
No, but I need to talk to this guy, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put you on.
Is he the grocery manager? What does he do?
Yes, he is.
Well, hurry up and put him on. I mean, how long is it going to take?
Pardon?
How long is it going
to
take?
To what, to call him?
I need to speak to Tom. Is it post-haste?
Okay, hold on, please.
Well, I told her I could talk to a man. It doesn't matter if it's a manager now, as long as it's a man. Fucking ass. Fucking cunt. You can save $2 on your shopping trip today. So remember to shop the expressions from Hallmark Card Department. Getting to the bottom of the Coca-Cola 8-pack versus 12-pack conspiracy here in Madhouse Radio. They're eliminating one-third of
what the hell is that all about?
Milkman, it's not a quarter. It's a third of the soda. It's not a quarter. So it's even more. Is a third bigger than
exactly.
a half?
It is a third.
What's bigger, a third
Thanks
or a half?
Thanks that.
No.
Third. No,
a
half
quarter.
Is smaller. Is bigger than a third.
Yeah, but no.
A third is smaller.
But that would be six pack. No, this is six packs are fine. When you go buy a six pack, you know what you're getting. That's fine. That's a standard also. But this eight pack
right.
bullshit that's coming in where they took away four
but
sodas.
But they elongated the box and made it shorter.
Yeah.
Until it took out four cans.
It took out four cans.
33% less.
Yeah. They could probably make it pack it so it's a lot easier to carry. But they did it long way, so it's more psychological to make you think, oh, you're still getting a lot of soda. But bullshit. They took away a third of your sodas, everybody.
Right.
That's more than a fourth that we originally calculated.
And they didn't lower the price.
Exactly.
By 33%.
That's right. That's right, Milkman. Good point, man. Oh. This is melts my butter.
Anyways, you got my number. Just give me a call back. Just call me back on the house line. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Jonathan, we'll call you back on your stupid house line.
Thank you for calling Safeway. This is Amanda. How may I help you?
Hi, Amanda. I'm needing to speak to Tom, the manager.
Oh, Tom's not here right now. He's off today.
Wait a minute now. You said you're going to let me talk to Thomas.
I'm sorry. I haven't spoke with you before.
There was some
I just
other,
answered the phone.
There was some other girl who sounds like you. She's like, I don't know how to transfer the phone.
Oh, that was Courtney. She was in the meat department.
Yeah, why don't you train Courtney on how to use the phone machine? Because she's sitting there. She's like, I don't know. Steve,
I will talk to Courtney, and I will help her learn how to use the phone.
You put the caller on hold, and you hit conference, right? And then you hit the extension?
Well, here it's a little different because we have a phone, an automated answering system now, so you can't just put people on hold in the meat department.
Good.
You have to use a feature button, so
good.
I'll teach them how to do that.
Uh-huh.
But what can I help you with?
Well, there's a problem because I go in there, and what is with all the 8-packs of soda instead of the 12-packs?
That's a merchandising thing. We have no control over what's
but
put
listen,
on the shelves in the store.
But your people are making the prices, right?
That's a corporate issue. Control over that.
No, I'm not talking to you personally. I am venting my frustration against your corporate machine, which is charging me, took away, when I calculated this here on my phone machine, and then you're taking away 33% of my sodas, and you're charging me the same amount for an 8-pack that used to start a 12-pack last year. And what kind of business is this? What kind of way to do business is this? Huh?
I don't know. You're right. That's not a good deal.
No, it's psychologically you're encroaching on me, and I demand satisfaction. And I demand 33% back of my receipts.
We have a customer service line that you can call, and that'll be more helpful.
Who's the accountant there? Well, let me speak to the accounting department, please.
We don't have an accounting department here in the store.
When is the accounting open? Who makes the account? Who does the numbers?
It's corporate. They send it to us.
Mm.
So
but someone
there's
is,
a
who
number
counts,
at the bottom of your receipt.
Who counts the
receipt? Do you have your receipt with you?
Who's in charge of the receipts there?
It's all through computers, and we don't have control over the prices.
Well, some,
so the number on the bottom of your receipt, you can call that, and they would be able to help you.
I'm calling this number. That's the number I'm calling. It was on the receipt. Except for issues with pricing, call this number, and it has your number. And it says operator 12 on it.
Oh, I haven't seen that before.
Who's operator 12? This is probably the person who holds the key.
This is the meat department.
Can I speak to operator 12?
I'm not aware of that feature.
It was on the receipt. It said operator 12 at your local store.
Oh, well, maybe that was the cash register that you went through.
So, yeah, who was operator 12? Let me speak to them, because they obviously overcharged me for my soda. You're charging the wrong price for it.
If you want to come in, you can talk to the customer service center. It opens at 8 o'clock in the morning.
But
right
I
now,
need
it's
you,
closed.
I need you to pull them off the shelves. You're charging more than you're supposed to for the soda. You
what
have the prices
say?
Wrong. The prices are wrong. Don't
okay,
you?
I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and I won't hang up on you.
Oh.
And then you can speak to someone that has more authority than me.
Who?
Because I'm
is
obviously
it?
Not helping.
Liar!
Is it Tom?
No, Tom's not here right now.
Who's
he didn't work today.
Is it a man I'm going to talk to?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Would that make you happier?
Excuse me?
Huh.
Huh. What was your name again?
My name was Amanda.
I'm writing that down, Amanda.
Okay.
What's the noise in the background? Tell them to stop it. We're on the phone.
Sorry, I'm in the meat department and they're closing right now.
Well, they
so
don't
let
make...
me put you on hold.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're closing up shop.
Oh, okay. So why am I talking to the meat department? Why did your system transfer me to the inferior department?
Well, because when you pushed 12, it went towards the meat department, and they can't put you on hold from here. So I ran from up front so that I could assist you, so that you would be.
I didn't know there was a 12 button on my phone, but okay, go ahead, honey.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and then you can speak with Harry,
but
okay?
But do you understand there's only 10 digits on the phone, right?
Well, you can push 1, and then you can push 2.
Well, that's considered that 1 and then 2, not 12. Like, I don't know how.
Okay, well, I don't want to argue with this. So, I'm sorry that I couldn't help you, but I'm going to put you on hold and let you speak with Harry, okay?
If I hit 3 and 9 at the same time.
Excuse me?
No, I'm just thinking how I hit 12. Maybe the 3 and 9 at the same time.
Okay.
Or
7, I'm going to put you on hold. Is that okay?
7 and 5. Yeah, go hurry up. Yeah, get Tom on the line. Thank you.
Okay.
I might have done 7 and 5.
Have a nice night.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm going to put you on hold.
What are you saying? Are you going to hang up an accident? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh.
And then I'm going to let you speak with someone that can further assist you.
Oh, it sounded like you were blowing me off.
No, I just have to say goodbye because that's our routine.
Oh, okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye,
honey. Bye. All right, we're getting to talk to the manager now here. We're going with all this. But
she's sassy.
She is.
Sexy and sassy.
All right, everybody, Madhouse Radio.
Doing a prank call to a grocery store complaining about the change in pricing that they've recently enacted, where they are now charging the same for an 8-pack that they used to for a 12-pack at this time last year. I looked at a receipt from last year, and I saw that it showed it right there. If you want to call in tonight, the line, not the toll-free line, but
right.
We do have a number.
Right here in the madhouse.
That number is going to be 407-459-4534. You can call it when we're done with this call and join us on the air.
You know no one's coming back, right?
Well, she promised me. She said goodbye. All nice, right? You think she is? What was her name? Amanda?
Oh, no one's coming back, honey.
That's Amanda, the fat girl name. All right, we'll call back then on our own, Milkman and Tuck. Tuck, primarily, the person I'm speaking to directly about the situation.
Yeah.
Sound like a bullfrog sometimes, Milkman. You're like, brr. Stupid.
Pull my finger.
Good talk to your supervisor.
Thank you for calling your friendly Anderson Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choices. Or stand the line and your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our pharmacy, press 5.
For our produce department, press 6. For our meat department,
it's got the produce.
One moment, please.
Pull the meat.
Number 7.
Oh, this Harry.
I love you, man.
Hi, Harry. Is this the man in charge and authority?
Yes.
Because I've been talking to several women there who don't know how to use the phone, and they're supposed to transfer me to your office, and they keep saying, and this one, Courtney, doesn't know how to use the phone, and she was talking to Steven, that, Steve, I don't know what to do, that this man, son of a bitch, he said, son of a, she said, someone said, I think the man or the woman there said, son of a bitch, about me, I think, he says, son of a bitch, like that. And I have a complaint because you people are charging the wrong price for the sodas.
Is that the Safeway soda?
No, it's the right that you started charging me for the 8-packs, what you used to charge for the 12-packs, and I'm on to your little game, and you've been playing a trick on me, sir.
Is it the Safeway soda?
What's going on in the back? Wait, what's going on in the background? What is this?
That's the intercom.
I don't give you permission to, put me on the intercom. What is this?
What?
Why do I hear the intercom like you're talking from far away? What's this?
In my office, sir.
Can you please take me on speaker? This is very rude. You should ask for permission before you put someone on speakerphone. What's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you should ask for permission before you put someone on speakerphone. What is this?
I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm working on, and so I'm in my office.
Okay. Well, I was asking for answers as to, we need to stop with the selling the sodas that are supposed to be 12 packs as 8-pack prices. You're selling the 8-packs as well?
That has nothing to do with us. That would be coming from corporate. We don't have anything to do with the pricing.
But you agree that it's not right that you should be charging the same, for 4 sodas less.
Well, I agree. I agree totally.
Okay, so then we need to, pull them from the shelf.
That isn't even my call. That would come from corporate. We can't even,
Well, I think this is a situation where it just needs to be done because you have a problem. Your computers are charging the wrong thing. Like, I figured it out after all this time, and, who knows how much money that people have been paying extra. Maybe you guys might have to,
I don't think that we're not charging the wrong prices. We're charging the prices that they told us to charge.
No, I don't think so, because you're charging what you used to charge for 12-packs. So there's an obvious mistake in the computer.
No, I think it's probably just the economy is bad, and so that's why they
come on, man.
The prices. I'm thinking. I'm not sure, because I don't.
Well, I think it's a.
Fluctuate, though.
I think it's some kind of joke that someone up there is doing something where they're trying to pull the rug from underneath us. They're charging us more for the same stuff and less of the stuff now even than what we used to pay for it, and I think I'm on to this little thing. And
I think they've been doing that for years. They do it with cereal. They make the boxes smaller now, and they still charge more for it. They've been doing it for years. Well, but that has nothing to do with Safeway.
Sir, how do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
I beg your pardon?
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty or not guilty to what?
To charging the wrong price.
I plead not guilty. I have nothing to do with the pricing.
Because, you could be, you might as well settle, now for, admission that you admitted that you making you people make a mistake. Fresh is possible. I think someone's making a huge mistake. You guys, someone put the wrong price, put the old price for the 12-pack instead of the 8-pack. They put the wrong price in.
No, I don't think it's a mistake, sir. It's the price. It's the right price. It's just that pricing goes up. And that's not even coming down from, that's not even Safeway. That comes down from corporate. That has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
We're not the ones who put the prices of the sodas.
You got to go to the front?
No.
You a bagger?
No, I'm the manager.
Yeah. Seriously, though, sir, I'm just looking for a little support here because I don't want to call corporate and rat you guys out. You guys are making a mistake. I don't want you to get in trouble, and I want you to get, you guys, guys have families to feed.
It's actually corporate who makes the prices of the sodas.
I know,
sodas.
But you guys have families to feed and stuff, and, you know, if I had to report the corporate, you're charging the wrong, I mean, they could come and they could let some people go, and we don't want that. They're looking for any excuse. Any excuse, corporate wants to get rid of our guys, man, and they blocked, we tried to unionize, and they didn't let us unionize either. The butchers,
we are union.
Yeah, but remember the butchers tried to open a union, and then they blocked it. They said, no, that we can't. Corporate man, they're going to do something. I'm telling you.
Do you want the number to corporate?
I'd rather not. I just want, honestly, between me and you, before I go to that measure, mm-hmm. I want to give you guys an opportunity just to, you know, we'll keep it quiet, and we'll just say, look, you know, we made a mistake, we charged the wrong price, and then put it in the machine. And the computer machine put it in that it said, you know, you should charge one third. How much is the 2 liters, or the 8 liters going on for? The 8 packs, how much are they going for? $2.99?
I honestly do not know. You want me to go check for you?
Well, can you give a rough estimate? I mean, will you say like $2.99 maybe?
I'm not even sure. I can go check for you, though.
How long is it going to take, though?
Take me about two minutes.
No, keep on the line. Keep him on.
All right, go ahead and go. This is against my better judgment and, you know, and the milkman's judgment, but I think you should go ahead and go and find out.
All right, hold on.
All right, be right here. No, milkman, we got to get down to this. We got to start doing some math with these people. We can't let them get away with this. This is not fair.
Tell
this
him
is not
to
fair.
Not get his retainer this time.
No, not fair. We'll be right back with more from that place. Safeway grocery store here where we're discussing the recent hikes in soda prices, which, as I said, have been pushed under the nose. You know, these soda companies and Safeway and all these grocery stores, grocery and supermarket consortiums, and I think that Walmart even is involved, have pushed these 8 packs of sodas on us for the same price of a 12-pack, and I'm on with a little game, and there's something else going on here. They're going to do another hike of the prices, folks. You're going to see 12 packs of soda going for like $10. And I'm not kidding you. It's fucking madness. We busted McDonald's charging an extra 10 cents for the same hamburger, depending on if you ordered as a McDouble with an extra slice of cheese, or just the regular double cheeseburger. We caught them in a lie today as well. And as a matter of fact,
what is up with this Republican country, man?
I don't know. Republican milkman, we have the control.
The Republican conspiracy.
Milkman, we have closer control of the Senate, and we have control of the House. And we have the White House. I really don't think it's a Republican country.
And we have the madhouse.
Don't blame me. I voted for McCain. I'm kidding. Anyway, we're going to wait for... I'm kidding. No, I didn't. I know I didn't. I was learning about this manga, this anime guy.
You did this, Bush,
there's an anime series of a boxer, this Japanese boxer, and I forgot the name of it, but I want to check it out. It looked really cool. Some of my coworkers were talking to me about it. I think it's in its third or fourth season right now. If anybody remembers what it is, let me know. I really want to catch up and see what it is. I heard good things about this boxing-styled related anime.
You know what channel it might be on?
No, I don't think it's... I think it's one of those you got to go to Netflix and rent the movie or buy it or something.
Samurai Champloo.
Big Al asking, is Chuck going to be on next? No, Chuck did say that he's got to work until late tonight. So we're open row.
Hi.
And if you don't want me on, Big Outlaw, because, you know, you're an asshole. Or other, like that Tama Lamra trick. And you let me know and I'll get off. And you can go on and do a better job if that's what you want. Stupid. Bullshit.
Pull my middle finger.
I'm drinking a very salty coffee. I put salt in my coffee with cinnamon. It's good for diabetics.
Man, I have ran into this awesome place, man. It has the $3 margarita and 38 cent honey barbecue wing every day. Happy hour.
12:06 a.m. It is now Friday, July the 17th.
Booyah.
Take it easy, Tama. I know you were insulting me, silly. I'm referring to last week when we had words for each other. When we had a detente between you and
Hi.
I respect Tamara. I respect Tamara Landram. I think she's a quite capable young lady.
And sexy words.
And I like her. I like her. I like her spunk. A man sometimes needs a spunky girl. Give a nice spank. A nice.
Like be more spunk.
Nice apple bottom, apple shaped bottom. And give her a nice little cup spank. That. Make her bark for you. You ever make a girl bark for you, milkman? That's always fun. We know Tuck has them. I know milkman. Yeah. Mammy C3 Clay is correct. Hajime no Ippo. That's what it is.
He's gonna get them Children of the Confederacy girls on there.
Reclude checking in. Reclude wants to call in. Reclude's gonna be calling in just a second, folks.
Let me tell
you. Don't go anywhere, Reclude. Calling in a second, bitches.
I've made him bark and I've made him meow.
Reclude any second now.
That reminds me of that call that Tuck did about the dog at one time.
What call was that?
I love your
Queen Mother is Dead music when you call in. You still don't even know how to fix that, do you?
No, I just never put any effort. I just forget. Like, you'll tell me now, and I'll think about it for like 5 seconds, and I just won't remember.
Yeah, and you'll be like, oh, look, Cheetos, and you'll go away.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, so, what's been up? What the fuck's up with the studio, man? You mixing the...
Yeah, dude, actually been doing fucking ton of movies. I fucking narrated a book.
What? You narrated a book? About
I swear
what?
To God, dude, like, I get the most random shit in here. You have no idea. Like, so this guy comes to me, and he was like, Jay, I got a book, and it's about girls in softball.
What?
So, like...
Girls
it's this fantasy book about how, like, it's weird because it's this guy, right? And his daughter's in, like, you know, like 12-year-old fucking soft or whatever the fuck you call that.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son, like, won't let it, it doesn't want him to use her name or got pissed off that he's writing the book, so he had to change the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird-ass thing. Anyways, I'm reading the book and getting, like, $400. Who gives a fuck?
Whatever,
that's
man.
Like
that's
53 pages
to read the fucking book. You got to send me an MP3 of that when you lesbianism in the softball story?
No, it's just. I mean, it's man. Just fucking bullshit. The 2008 Olympics, Japan won.
Oh man!
And our daughter and Valerie and Allie were pitchers. I mean,
did
you have no idea,
like
dude. That's just. But hey, dude, it's an easy $400. So
there you go. Cool. Rick, I don't know if you're watching, but I just opened up a pack of Wisps. These are by Colgate. I bought them today at Kmart that I was hanging out with. I'm showing them on the video right now. This here is a mini toothbrush, okay? And it has a little dental pick at the end of it.
Oh, those are cool
yeah.
as hell,
and
man.
They're mini brush with freshening beads. Basically, it's a little toothbrush, but you don't need
to
use water or anything.
I take those to work for lunch.
They're like disposable toothbrushes, and they have like the... Right. There's a bead of this liquid stuff that you can brush. I'm about to use it for the first time.
How long is a toothpick?
Nice.
Milkman says he likes it. So it's about the size of a toothpick, and it has a brush at the end of it, and it freshens your breath and everything. And you can brush your teeth,
right.
not even rinse your
flavors.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Different flavors, Milkman says. Yeah, it sounds crazy. Anyway, Reclude, I got numbers. Did you hear about, I've been complaining about this thing with the sodas. Have you noticed what I'm talking about? They started charging more for sodas?
Yeah, I don't know. There's only a couple places to do it around here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Some of them are still cheap as, fucking.
Right. It's bullshit.
It's a bitch, though. What, are they trying to pull shit where they only include 8 now or something?
Yeah, 8 for the same price. It's fucking
bullshit.
All right. Hey, we got the, I don't remember if you remember last year, you did a prank call that's called, Black Confederate sister. You had a sister who was black or something like that, and then you wanted her to be able... Your wife was black,
and you wanted her to be able to join the Confederates.
You know, I was just telling somebody about that the other day.
Yeah, well, they're back. The convention is back in town. They're here in Orlando this time around, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's a convention.
Yes.
Nice.
The Daughters of the Confederacy, or the Children of the Confederacy Convention, it's called. They changed the name.
It sounds like a cult.
It does. It does. And we also have a clown convention here as well, Reclute, if you feel interested in that.
Oh, God. See, I'd be more interested in that, because those people have no fucking sense of humor.
Right.
And that's the weirdest thing. I mean, if they have any sense of humor, they're like burying men under their fucking... On the fucking basement, like Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, doing nasty stuff. Yeah, like, you know, perverted crimes, you know? Like,
yeah,
you know,
after that, I've never looked at clowns the same. Between him and Tim Curry and fucking It, I don't know. Clowns don't seem so innocent to me anymore.
No, not at all. No. So I'm waiting for the information. Nunu said that there was a clown convention, so I'm waiting for the info from him. In the meantime, I could tell you we got a few grocery stores and a few McDonald's if you want to give one a call.
Oh, he's still working on all that.
Yeah, he is. Unless you want to call a Confederacy. I got names for the Confederates if you want to give them a call. I say we do that while we wait for the clowns. Fuck that.
What's the name of some old generals?
I send you their website.
General Lee is like the most famous, right?
General Lee. Yeah, maybe we say, like, we're in the bloodline of General Lee or some shit.
Right, right. Or who was the other one? Forrest? Wasn't there a Forrest also? Forrest?
Stonewall Johnson. Never best for Forrest.
I don't know.
Stonewall
Let's say we're part of Leonard Skinner or something.
Yes, Leonard Skinner or something. Right. All right, cool. All right, everybody, we're going to do that. Waiting for the clown convention information from Nunu. In the meantime, we'll probably have more fun with that. But whatever, we'll see what we can do. Just a moment, thank you. Hello.
Hello, this is Jeremiah Lee.
What's going on with the phone? Like, last week this happened too, remember? Whenever I tried to put you through, it would knock you off. What kind of phone are you on?
A fucking cell phone.
Why?
It ain't my goddamn fault. I was calling from a fucking... from a landline last time.
Okay. I don't know why would I keep shutting you off, and you couldn't even call the number, right?
No, I didn't know if you were... I was taking a fucking piss. I didn't know if you were hearing it or not.
No,
I wasn't. I was going to work it into the prank call, but...
I don't know. Maybe it dropped it. Okay, I'm going to try to call him one more time. Let's see if this works. Sorry, man.
All right, who is this now? Let me see here.
I copy-pasted you...
Some broad?
I copy-pasted you the information. There's a few people that are there.
Okay, so we're just calling... we're just calling the front desk. We don't have any numbers of the...
No, not room numbers. Just ask for names. Ask to speak to, you know...
Miss Dixie? What the fuck? Who the fuck is called Dixie?
I know. This is Mr. Will Myers from Virginia. Mr. Justin Harris.
Dixie Chalette. That's fucking great.
Dixie Chalette. So country. That's a redneck Dixie
Third
Chalette.
Third vice president. Like, what the fuck are their duties to, like...
Yeah, man.
I wonder which one hangs people.
Hey, this toothbrush is great. This Colgate? Yeah, it's awesome, man. I'm telling you.
Not all seven
cool,
paint
people.
Yeah.
Good. Cool, man.
That's
good
for
lunch,
as good
man.
As this fucking Northern Lights I got in front of me here.
Okay, Northern Lights. Interesting. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. Let's try this.
Well,
is my phone raping these people or what?
Yeah, something with that other line just kicks us off. I don't know why. Every time I try to click over, it's just meh. Just doesn't want to
call
do
him
it.
Straight away. Just no *67 anything. Just
do it straight.
Just call him straight. Don't
all
be
right.
a pussy.
I won't. All right, cool. I'll
then
just
we'll just call the police.
All right. Any information yet from Nunu on the clown convention? Let's see. Do Children of Confederacy. Well, they're not picking up at the hotel, Nunu. I don't get it. I'll try it again. It has a caller ID when it's going out. I'll try a different one. See if they pick up this way.
Yeah, put your number on there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure do. And, of course, from the U.K.
Whatever that was.
Miss Dixie Chalette from Florida.
Here we go. Clown Jam, July 15th to 19th in Branson, Missouri, the Stone Castle Resort and Conference Center.
That's going to be the lamest fucking convention on earth.
Clown Jam. All right, cool. So
that's going to be I wonder if there's any pictures online. I got to see it. Fucking,
yeah,
you said it was Clown Jam in Branson?
In Branson, Missouri, yeah. Clown Jam. Isn't Branson like the Las Vegas for old Christian people?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like for like old hillbilly people, really.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know if you, I mean, yeah, it's more towards that Bible Beltish sort of thing. But yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a fucking disaster. Here we go. A different kind of clown different kind of clown convention. Oh, my God. There's a guy with a balloon sculpture of a dick.
Uncle Jake, can we have some vittles?
Real disturbing-looking guy.
It's clownjam.com, actually.
Yeah, is it really? Okay.
Yeah, so let's get some info.
Do you have
any
names?
Oh, my God, dude, these people are disturbing looking. Holy shit. Wait a minute, dude. There's this one, like, fucking chick that's hot. Let me see her.
It's a hot clown.
Heather Banks. Heather Banks, President CEO of Silly Farm Supplies.
What? Silly Farms.
Is a Florida State University graduate, experienced face painter. Like experience.
That's what she did at FSU.
Really?
They asked you what the FSU for to learn clown painting jobs.
Oh, dude, I'll paint your fucking face.
Oh, yeah, look at that. There
was
a clown.
Face.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
here. Heather started painting when she was only 15 years old, taught by her Aunt Marcia, Mama Clown Murad. Heather quickly took to face painting and made a career. How can you make a career out of fucking
face painting, right?
How dude, fucking can you really do that?
She's got some gums, though. Look at her. You see her gums? You hear the top of her teeth?
That's her fucking top lip. What are you, on crack?
Oh, is that her top lip? Yeah,
it looks
weird.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to see her without the makeup on.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know. Just the way it looks.
Look at Earl Chaney.
Earl
Chaney. Look at
him. Looks like a child. It looks like fucking... Yeah. They all look like Gacy.
Oh,
like
look.
Fucking...
Hey, that's the one we called.
These are some disturbing-looking motherfuckers, let me tell you.
We called Carol Holiday Coleman. That's the one that cursed me out. She told me to go fuck myself.
Really?
Yeah, that's the clown right there that told me to go fuck myself last 6 months
ago.
Well,
look at her. She's a real deal.
Yeah, that's the one.
She's full-time. She doesn't fuck around.
Here's DJ Alert, Ehlert, a professional entertainer. Performance and marketing.
That guy
expert.
Looks like. I mean, this is like a sex offender list.
Yes, Jim Howe. He looks like a sex offender.
Look at Tommy Boy King. He's West Virginia's premier family entertainer. That guy fucks like sheep.
Yeah.
The guy below him is probably the most disturbing.
Yeah.
Person.
Wait a minute. We talked to the president of clowns. That's dude. You remember that, right? Don't you remember
so.
We talked to the president of the clowns? He made this big thing that he was going to track us. Yeah, and he kept calling back. Remember, he kept calling the whole next day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was that?
That's him. That's Tommy Boy King. That's the president of clowns.
Oh, my God. That looks... I mean, come on, dude. Like, if you're going to dress up, why don't you put on fucking makeup? Like, why would you just wear a red nose and stuff like you're in a real estate fucking picture?
Yeah, right. He's
West Virginia's. He's West Virginia. Man, let's fuck with him. Did he have any sort of accent or what?
No, he was just a guy, and he was like... He was threatening you with something, I think. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was.
He was threatening me?
He was threatening you and me. He was like, yeah, I'm the president of...
Dude... I'll be honest with you, I barely remember call. I must have been really fucked up that night.
Yeah, yeah, but the president...
Dude, look two below. The two people below him, though, have got to be the most disturbing fucking clowns I've ever seen.
Salty, the clown.
He's called because he looks like he could get burned in a fucking fire.
And there's Tater D clown.
That one, I mean, that's a broad.
Yeah.
It's like fucking hang yourself.
Yeah, what kind
seriously.
Of woman calls herself Tater? I know you're a clown, but still Tater. Have some decency
for
yourself.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what's hilarious? Is like these people are supposed to, like, their jobs are like humor.
Right.
And but they have none.
They have none, yeah. Yeah, this clown.
Dude,
last
I'm telling you, let's call Heather Banks and just start fucking talking creepy to her.
Yeah, I think her son's going to Iraq or something.
All right.
Yeah, well, she told me that, and I said, well, that's good.
Heather Banks did?
No, Carol Holiday Coleman. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're seeing Heather Banks, right? That's the
I'm
other
not looking
one?
At any fucking thugs like that. I'm looking at
the hottie. The
only halfway decent looking. More about her. Dude, she painted her way through college.
Oh, my God.
Like,
is that possible?
Took over Silly Farm Supplies. Yeah. Airbrushing around. Okay. That's pretty bad. I mean, shit. That's a pretty easy fucking job. I wouldn't want to work with kids at all, though. I mean.
Yeah, here we go from directly from April 23rd. We talked to attendees at a clown convention. One of them told me to go fuck myself. Later on, the president of clowns threatens Hollywood Vanya with a phone trace, and we inquire on the lack of black clowns. Okay, I don't think that must have been Hollywood, maybe. that's from our April 23rd show. So, yeah, we talked to this guy. Was like, I'm the president of clowns. You know who I am? Yeah.
No. I fucking love this, though, dude. This is ball busting. Like, I love these people, dude. These are the best people to fuck with. Because, I mean, they're the saddest fucking weird-ass people,
yeah.
dude.
But they could fucking take it. Come on, they're fucking clowns, you know?
Well, they should be able to. Come on. These people are like Nazi clowns.
Right. They're
I mean, they're
it.
Like so super serious, they missed the whole fucking point.
Right. Okay, we're calling the clowns. Don't go anywhere, Reckwood.
Which one? Just,
Heather Banks, the hot one. Let's talk about the face painting, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the first one. You know,
President CEO of Silly
silly farm supplies.
Like, who should, come on, let's come up with a premise. Like, who do you want to be?
Let's see here. Silly farm supply. Well, we got to do the face painting thing. We got to have a, let's see. Why would we need a lot of people to get their face painted? Trying to think.
Wait a minute. Let me see real quick before we call. Schedule. All right. So she's going to be like, let's talk about, okay, the healing power of laughter. Jesus. This has got to be like, I almost want to go just to see how bad it is.
All right. Uh-huh.
Let me see here. I'm going to find what Ebron's going to be at. Lunch with a new friend. Inexpensive but not cheap, easy magic. Beginning face painting. There we go. Okay. Wednesday, July 15th. Fuck. All right, well, there we go. Let's see if they got any gospel magic for clowns.
Gospel magic for clowns.
Oh, that one weirdo-looking, the fire victim.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Competition, children must meet. Oh, man, they don't need to have children around that fucking place.
What are they having tonight? Or what
when are my kids get molested at that fucking thing?
What do they have tonight on Thursday? Let me check the schedule.
Thursday night they have We Got Game by Tom King.
Tom King, that's him. That's the president. We should. I wonder what it was about.
Okay, wait a minute. But that already happened. Let's see. A dealer parade, huh?
There's a hobo dinner and hobo costume contest tomorrow.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we found this. Or who found this? Nunu?
Nunu found it, yeah.
Yeah, that's Nunu great. Great job.
Yeah, man. Hobo dinner and hobo costume contest.
What is he, a clown? How'd he find out about this?
I don't know. He looks up conventions like ahead of time, and he knows the whole convention season. He's like, yeah, convention season.
Are you
is
fucking
coming
serious?
Up. Yeah, they have two seasons a year. They have like the summer one and the winter one. And yeah, there's like tons of crazy conventions. Like
he's right though.
Yeah,
I mean that's they do. Yeah.
Yeah, they have their two seasons. Apparently, I guess is a big thing. I don't know.
All right, the magic of storytelling, Steve Kissel. Like, this is fascinating to me. I want to take this, people. Like, do you think we should act like goofy, like a clown, kind of?
No, I I'm trying to remember what happened the last time. Well, we talked, there was no black clowns, is what we talked about. And the guy was like, no, I personally know black clowns.
Maybe we should get a number. This is, because they're too busy parading around with Michael Jackson right now with, I'm trying to think of, like, Wells Sharpton or somebody.
Yeah.
No, I think they're over that for now. Let's get NAACP here. NAACP officer or something. I don't know.
You getting a name?
Let's see here. Despite first black president, NAACP needed to keep... Will you stop with this motherfucking shit? Let's see here. Just trying to find a name real quick. There is none, because nobody cares.
Yeah. We'll just say you're from NAACP.
John Jealous. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Tony Troy Davis.
Troy Davis.
That's a guy getting a death penalty.
Yes, there you go. Troy Davis.
Reggie Clemens. No, that's another guy going to death.
No, Reggie.
Benjamin Jealous. No, because I think that's a fucking prank.
Yeah, that's a stupid name.
Do any of these people? Is this a serious site? Hurricane.
You think it's all fucked up?
Hi, I'm Mark. Hurricane Katrina.
My name.
I'm the world's. No.
Tell me you're Tron Williams.
Tron Williams. This is Michael Vick. I got to do community service.
There you go.
So I need to know how to face paint.
There you go. We'll call Tom King. He, like I said, he was a hoot last time, so we'll call him instead.
All right, let's
we'll
do
call
it.
Him in the first round. Just
Tom King's like the guy that we called in the fucking threat.
Who the fuck is
yes,
this?
Yes, that's him.
Nice.
Fucking ass.
All
right. Confirmation from Nunu. The NAACP have their convention going on right
now. Castle Hotel and Conference Center, formerly known as the Settle Inn. This is Ashley. How may I direct your call?
Yes. This is Henry Johnson. We're trying to reach a Mr. Tom King. He's there for the convention. Tom King.
King.
He's there for the clown jam.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's here. I don't know if he's in his room.
Well, we can give it a try, you know.
All right, let me...
Because it's pretty important as far as the show tomorrow we're doing down at the convention.
All right, let me try it.
So, all right, thank you.
All right.
Hello, you've reached the Settle Inn's message center. Please hold.
Try Heather Banks.
Alright.
Thank you for calling Stone Castle, formerly known as Settle Inn. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? This is Ron Johnson, NAACP. I'm trying to reach Heather Banks. She's a president and CEO of Silly Farm Supply. She's in that clown jam.
Right. I talked to her yesterday. I believe it was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And she said she was headed to Miami and then Germany. She said she was here for a day.
Oh. Okay, oh, man. This is real important because it's something going on tomorrow. What about Carol Coleman? I know maybe she's there. I know she's big into that. Yeah, it's because something going on with that convention tomorrow. Something about they having an event. I just need to talk to them.
Okay.
Lost contact. My secretary lost contact with them.
See if I can look them up.
All right, thank you.
Okay, now what was the name?
Name was Carol Coleman.
Carol Coleman, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just see she is, let me see what room she's in. She's in room 3111. You want me to transfer you to her room?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He gave him the room number.
Oh, dude. He's not supposed to do that. Oh, shit. Sure.
Hello. You've reached the Settle Inn's message center. Fuck. The guest you are trying to reach, please hold.
Where are the clowns at? Shit, who knows? The NAACP has their convention going on right now.
Thank you for calling Stone Castle, formerly known as Settle Inn. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I believe I just talked to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're just trying to find somebody, get somebody involved with it, want to try Steve Kissel. He's another, he's like a gospel clown from Kentucky.
Right.
He's more he's does that sort of thing.
3009. I'll go ahead.
3009. Okay, that sounds good.
Go ahead and transfer you to him.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do it. We're going to pull a Jack Valenti, though.
Yeah. Room service.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Steve Kissel?
This is he.
Okay. Well, this is Ron Johnson of the NAACP. How are you doing this evening?
What can I help you with?
Well, pretty much. I'm going to be at the convention tomorrow, and I know you guys have. I'm trying to get a hold of Tom King,
okay.
But I can't seem to get a hold of him.
Well, he's in room 3005, but I'm sure he's asleep.
3005. Well, this is a little bit important with that. So pretty much you're doing a workshop.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll be there for that. The problem is we have an absence of black clowns, African-American clowns, and we wanted to interview some of your subjects for. We're doing a report on that. I just pretty much wanted to get in touch with everybody that's doing the forums and such,
mm-hmm.
the showcases, all that.
Okay. Well,
okay,
that'd be fine. We start classes at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you know where we are.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Hello?
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 Yes, hello.
Okay, I thought we got cut off there. That's fine.
All right. Well,
that's fine. I mean, what would be your opinion on the subject? I just don't see that many African. I don't know if it's exclusion. That's what we're trying to find out, basically, if it's on the basis of exclusion or, you know, something along that lines. We just want to make sure that everybody's been treated fair.
Well, it could be a matter of population. I'm from back east in Norfolk. It's 60% black, and we have a lot of black clowns there.
Oh,
so
really?
I imagine it would be, you know, where the ratio of the races is.
What, do you mean they don't travel? Or, I mean,
no,
because...
It could be that what I'm saying is most of the concentration of blacks are in the East Coast. Excuse me, of clowns are in the East Coast because that's where the population is.
Of black clowns? Of clowns
well,
or that, blacks?
If you look at the population of the United States on a map, you'll see
yeah.
that the greatest amount of population is on the East Coast.
Of blacks?
Well, no, of people, period.
Okay.
And so that's where the greatest amount of clowns are.
Gotcha, on the East Coast. But, I mean, we're
yeah,
still not getting to the
an
point.
If area that has a lot of African Americans, then you have a more incidence of, more likely, of black clowns.
Gotcha. I mean, I just don't understand why they don't come to Orlando. I think there's some kind of, I mean, you know, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you could say that, but, I mean, when it really comes down to it, you know, I mean, I think maybe they're being excluded from your convention. I think that's pretty much what we want to get to the bottom of.
Well, you're welcome to come out. We have no way of excluding any race at all. So
are you positive of that?
Well, we have several Asians, we have several Puerto Ricans, and
well, just several. That's what I mean. I mean, it's a small little, you know what I'm saying? It's a small little population of those, and that's the issue we're taking of them. What we're going to do, actually, because we actually had a couple kind of like secret shoppers, but they weren't secret shoppers. They were actually members of our group that tried to register and got turned away for various reasons. So that's, yeah. I mean, that's why. So there's actual incident, and it's not exactly just hearsay or just kind of, you know what I mean? I mean, so that's why we're investigating.
Okay. All righty. Well, I take care of the registration, and I've not accepted.
Oh, really?
That is correct.
All right. Well, I mean, there's something going on. I mean, do you want to just kind of fess up or what?
Nothing to fess up, sir. I've never turned away anybody for anything. And registration tomorrow is open at 8:30, and we'd be glad to chat with you then.
One thing. Are you related to John Wayne Gacy?
No, sir, I'm not.
I got a pie for your face, boy. I got a pie for your face.
Okay, goodbye.
I got a pie for your face. I want to rub it in there.
That was good at the end there. A pie for his face.
I don't know what else. Dude, now we got. The thing is, those little dumbasses gave us, like, every room number
room
of all these motherfuckers, dude.
So we can call back and order room service. I doubt this right. hotel has room service, though. You never know.
Oh, come on. They got. Well, they're going to.
It's a clown
dude,
convention.
They got to have something. Dude.
Returning
yeah.
to main menu. You have.
I need 10 whoopee cushions, please.
Okay, so what we got that 3005 is the Tom King.
That's the president, and then this guy's like the assistant that we just talked about.
No, that was funny, though. I mean, at least that guy had somewhat, you know what I'm saying, at least somewhat of a head on his shoulders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't as good of a prank.
Yeah.
But.
So he said Tom King is probably sleeping is what he told us? Is that the deal?
Well, of course he's sleeping.
He's an old
it's
fart.
Our job to wake his ass up and have him,
it's gonna go like
have
three.
Him take the toilet seat and smash the window.
Oh, my God.
Sir, there's a big... Put a towel under the door.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up. You heard those, right? Isn't that, dude? It's gonna ruin it for people like me.
Take your
like
seltzer
me.
Bottle.
Take the seltzer bottle. Yeah, yeah.
Take your seltzer bottle. Throw it through the window.
Yeah. Your TV's got a gas leak. We need you to, you know, use your seltzer bottle on the TV. Just throw it out the window. Oh my God. I will never do that. I'm not about to get, you know, fucking
that's
thousands
just
of
dumb,
dollars.
Dude. I can't. Yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, then again, I don't. I mean, people. I mean, if people are going to give money to fucking people in Nigeria and stupid shit like that, I guess.
There are some stupid people, man. There's some people just born fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, someone calls you out of the blue at a hotel, and you go, oh, yeah, sure, I'll throw. The one here that happened in Orlando this week, they got the guy to take the tank off. You know the top of the toilet tank? That
yeah, yeah.
He took off the top of it and threw it through the window and broke it.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a couple of those calls. Not yeah. the ones recently, but ones yeah. before where they were telling people to do that.
That's fucking stupid, man. God.
I can't believe people were still doing it. Like,
that.
Like, when did this happen?
This is this week. Here in Orlando. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. It happened this week in Orlando. It's fucking retarded.
I mean, two things. Call the front desk, number one. Call the fucking police.
Right.
Or fire department. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, like, get verification first.
That's pretty,
or,
that's pretty much of a fucking, you know, that's a pretty big move to be throwing shit through the window.
Or when I just say, fuck that, I'm just going to walk out, you know, just run. You know, why am I going to sit there?
Yeah, I mean, why am I going to sit there and fucking, I'd get the fuck out.
Yeah, fuck that. Like,
stop smoking fucking joints and get
out. It's like, no, fuck that. I think I'm going to leave. Thank you.
So, all right, so we got Tom. Man, that bruv is, I like to sweet talk that fucking.
Yeah, she's on her way to Germany. She gets around, man. She travels. It's hot.
Can you believe that shit? That fucking broad is face painting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to, like, Germany and where else?
Miami. Miami, Miami tomorrow and Germany over the weekend. Crazy,
that's
right?
That's insane.
For face painting, you know something's up. I don't know about that.
Yeah, she's probably a fucking escort.
Yeah, no one's fucking face painting their way through flying to Germany for shows and shit like that. There's some fucking flim-flam up with that. No way.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to find, see if she's, like, ugly from the neck down.
trying to get a full body shot.
The only one I found was on that cloud. I'm doing a Google search. All right, you fucking cocks. There's a lot of hot-looking Heather Banks, though, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Heather, put Heather Honeybee Banks. Try that.
Heather B. Banks.
Well, it says Honeybee is her name, I guess. Honeybee Banks or Honeybee.
Oh, Honeybee Banks.
Yeah, with the letter B, not B-E-E. This is the letter B. She's a.
That's so silly. Oh my gosh! I saw some. There's some African American militant looking dyke here.
Uh-huh. Clown.
Let's see here. Honey B. Banks at Clown Jam. Let's see here. Heather Armstrong. Heather B. Watts. All Glocks down. This is fucking broad. Let's see here. I don't know. Some broad with teeth.
Some broad with teeth. Okay.
I don't know. I don't. What are you gonna do with?
I don't know what we're gonna do. You want? Let's see what else we got here. You want?
So yeah. Well, let's keep calling. This sounds good. I mean, we can.
Okay.
Let's see here. So we got 2,000. I forgot the fucking numbers. 3,011.
3,009 was the one we just talked to, Salty Kissel.
Okay, and that's that burn victim.
Kissel. Yeah.
Burn victim.
Burn victim Kissel.
3,111 was the broad, right? The angry broad?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Let's get that down here. That's so fucking funny, dude. I can't believe this shit. I can't believe this shit goes on.
Right. Well, we could try David Risley. What's he do? He's a play... What? That has nothing for him. He's got a rabbit coming out of a hat. And there's also Connie Tater the Clown Lundeen.
Why would they leave the Latin placeholder text?
They forgot to put it in his section.
Lorem Ipsum.
Yeah, you ever seen Lorem Ipsum, Dolores Udaman? Yeah, I mean, so they didn't take the time to fill out his information.
What the hell does that mean, anyway?
It's supposed to be just babble. It's like Latin babble, just to make it look like it's real text, you know, just for testing purposes for a website.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Lauren
it's nonsense,
Lauren.
Not actual Latin. Okay. Right. All right, so let's see here. We got this. Are there anybody else? Because I don't... The
well,
thing
Dave,
is,
Dave Risley is the guy who's going to do storytelling with puppets. And apparently he's in right now is what Nooner's telling us.
That sounds pretty good. All right.
Okay.
That sounds pretty funny. Like,
right.
Let me think here. Lorem Ipsum, huh?
He's the Lorem Ipsum.
We should just call him up and start saying the Latin.
Yes, this is Lorem Ipsum ad num valorem.
Let's do it. Fuck
it. All right, cool. We'll keep calling in with the... Good idea. Okay, hang on. Don't do nothing. Let me play this Puerto Rican music here in honor of the Puerto Rican clowns that we just learned about. I'm so proud of my race.
Really? Where?
He said that we have Puerto Rican, they have Asian clowns and Puerto Rican clowns.
Huh.
Puerto Rican clowns. I wouldn't trust it with my kids at all. Fuck that. They'll steal your shit.
Fucking self-hating.
Yeah. Fuck it. I hate my people. It's true. It's true. We're bad and we steal stuff. What do you want? We fuck your women, your white women. To make them cheat on you. Hang on.
Hey, we're calling Stone Castle. Hold my name is Settle In. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Tom King. I want to reach Dave Risley, please.
Dave Risley?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. Do you happen to know how to spell that?
It is R-I-S-L-E-Y.
Okay. He's going to be in room 3005, and I'll transfer you there now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute. No. That's Tom King's number.
He was 11.
Oh, shit.
Hello, you've reached the Subtle Inns Message Center.
Fuck.
Please hold.
Is there any way we can dial direct?
Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you in just a moment.
Front desk. Hi, how you doing? We want to speak to Jim Howie, please.
Jim who?
Howie.
Howie?
He's there for the convention. H-O-W-I-E.
Okay.
Probably spelled under James, I believe.
H-O-W-I-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not seeing it under that name.
Wow, jeez, I'm having such a problem here.
Which
convention? Okay, let's try, I'll tell you what, let's try Earl Chaney. I know he knows, he's in deep with that.
What was it?
Earl Chaney.
C-H-E-N-N-E-Y?
It's C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay, let's see here. He's supposed to arrive today, but it doesn't look like he's here yet.
Oh, jeez. Oh, this is a problem. Okay, one last one. Okay, we got Dana Abenshine. Let me spell this for you. It's A-B-E-N-D-S-C-H-E-I-N. And it could be under that or Jane, his wife.
Dana's here. She's in room 3001. I'll transfer you.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
This guy's great.
Hello?
Hello? Is, would this be Dana?
Yeah, who's this?
This is great. This is great. This is Romper the Clown. How you doing this evening?
Okay.
I'm pretty much just trying to make it into the convention here and just trying to get a spot. So, think you could help me out with that?
You need to talk to Steve Kissel.
Okay, well, pretty much, I know you guys have got something going on, so, I mean, can I, do you mind if I take part in your show? Because you've got, I see you've got a character development on Saturday. And I figured that'd be a great time to kind of show what I can do. Maybe get some gigs and stuff. I'm not sure how many, too many people are doing it. But, I mean, I do, I'm great. I'm kind of like an acrobatic clown. But I also do a little bit of magic and do stuff like that. I got a wonderful promo video.
Well, that sounds great.
That's great. So let's talk about it. I mean, where can we go with this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't mind giving a cut for all sales to somebody who can help me. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Money's no problem. You know, I know I'm working my way up, so that's fine. I can cut somebody in like that. That'd be great.
Well, you'll have to talk to Steve Kissel. He's
okay, so pretty much. Okay.
He's the conference coordinator.
Okay.
You can just, you know, ask for him.
Okay, gotcha. What about
just,
the character development?
You called the hotel, so you can
gotcha.
Call him and ask
gotcha.
Him.
Gotcha.
All right. Good night.
What about character development?
Character development, dumbass. What a dumbass.
Is there a way we could dial direct? Because that guy's going to catch up. No, the guy's not. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, all right, who, Tom King? Yeah, he's in room 3111. Here you go.
Yeah, he said the last one was 5001, right? I got a feeling
3001.
3001?
Because they're all on the... It looks like they're all, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, they're probably renting it out in the bank. I'm trying to think. Let me see. I mean,
these guys really aren't getting pissed. I don't know.
I don't know. So
I don't think I'm pressing them hard enough. Probably not.
Yeah, this will either be the direct line or it might be, because I think they probably have a PBX system. So, but we'll try it. If not, it'll be some random number, some random house. Let's give it a shot.
That's say something.
Gazizza. All right, I got nothing.
I don't know what the fuck to say.
I don't know either. Reckless, I'm going to head out.
That sounds good. I'm going to start smoking.
All right, cool. Enjoy that, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon, all right? Next week it is.
Later.
Peace, bro. That's my man, Reclude, calling in. Thank you, Reclude, for calling in, sir. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's time. The verdict sent in this to play.
And it looks at these fucking prank calls. Shit. Hope I got them all up. That would be a good thing.
Bad, you gotta get into it, man.
Minus 2.5 hours.
I'm not gonna go around fishing around your thing for prank calls here on your YouTube channel, Verdict, so why don't you send me an edited prank call, edited out, and then we'll think about doing that. Anyway, I think we've exhausted things here. We had a good time. We talked about McDonald's, right, guys? Tuck, Milkman. We talked to McDonald's about their scam. We talked to...
yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah, we talked to the Safeway for several times and talked about the soda scam. We had some fun with a casino also before that. And then Rick would round the things out. We'd call some clowns. I think we had a good night, man.
Did we call the hookers?
No, the escorts. You want to call that guy that fucked that got pissed off at me last time we called him? He said he had a bachelor's or whatever. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I forgot his name. But, yes, let's give that a call. This is AAA Hot Jocks and Babes Escort in Dallas, Texas. We talked to them about maybe a month ago, and the guy got really pissed off at me. Told me that he has, a bachelor's in geology or something. Wasn't it something stupid like that?
Some kind of bullshit like
that. Wasn't it
that?
Something stupid? Hang on. I got the information here. He said he has a master's in chemistry, according to Testio. Master's in chemistry, apparently.
Oh, masturbators in homotology.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's give this guy a call. This is going to be the guy. The escort place that is angry that doesn't like Carlito because they're racist. Like Tuck is.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Hi, this is Chris. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave a message and I will call you right back.
Interesting. Didn't we have a prank call?
Oh, well, we did try.
Yeah, wasn't there a prank call recently, Milkman, where I talked to a hooker and I said she was too fat? What was that about? And how come did she call back? Was that 2 weeks ago, right? Didn't I say, yeah, I was like,
yeah. Yeah, she was really pissed off because you was asking her if she was fat.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm a little big. It's like, no, you're fat. How tall are you? She told me, and she's like, you know, 160 pounds or something. Like, yeah, you're
fat. She got all
fat.
Offended, and she's a fucking hooker.
Yeah, right, dude. She's like, because I said, yeah, the lady that, you know, I called up for, she's like, yeah, you were really fat, or you're so fat. And she's like, excuse me, who said that? She's like getting upset, like, you know.
Don't ever call me again.
Yeah, she got pretty bad. I don't know why I don't have that here. I thought I could have sworn. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Do you have big girls? Let's play that here, and we're going to round out the night.
Oh, yeah. Play that one, yeah.
Wrapping things up here in Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry tonight?
I can play one on Madhouse Radio. Sure, we can do that. No problem. We'll be right back in a moment, folks. Enjoy this for a few minutes.
Do you have any big girls?
I do. That would be Mercedes. She's 5'7", long red hair, green eyes, 38C, 3038. She's in her early 20s.
All right. Yeah, let's talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
I will have her call you in just a few minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
We'll wait for the big girl to call in. I have no idea what's going to happen here, but it's going to happen.
Yes, hello, is this the woman?
Yeah, you called? I tried calling you, but you didn't answer. This is Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes, yeah, the lady said that you were the big girl.
Yeah, I'm full figured.
You're fat. She said she was, oh, yeah, I said, I want a big girl. Oh, she's so fat. She said that you were really fat, that you were big, that you maybe didn't shave your legs and stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
No, because I said it. I wanted a really big girl, like a really nasty girl, and she said that you're like the best person.
I'm not big and nasty. I'm like a medium size. I'm not fat and disgusting. Why do you say that?
Because I was looking for that, and she said, yeah, that she definitely has someone who, you know, didn't have, you know, who looked a little nasty. I asked her for that. She said, oh yeah, I've got a girl. And I think she said Mercedes. I wrote down the name. I don't know if that was you or not.
Okay. So, yeah, but I shave my legs just so you know. I'm not dirty like
Do you have any bruises?
Probably. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any scars?
I have I have a scar on my stomach. I had a surgery.
Oh, you had a baby?
No, I had a gallbladder surgery.
Oh, yeah? Were you throwing up?
Was I throwing up? Yeah, after the surgery I was.
No, I threw up before, and they said I had gallbladder stones.
Right, was I throwing up before? Before I threw up, but that's when I knew I had them. I kept throwing up. I couldn't keep the food down, yeah.
That's fucking nuts, right, how that works like that?
Yeah, I had my gallbladder out last year, though, so it's been years since I had it out. I left a stupid scar on my stomach.
What about, you still have your appendix?
Yeah.
I almost lost that the other day. They were going to take my appendix out, but I said I needed it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not getting rid of that thing. You never know when you need your appendix. Yes. You're not nasty fat? Because she was sure. She's like, oh, yeah, definitely this girl you're going to talk to. She's, you know.
I'm a bigger girl, but I'm not, like, sloppy. I'm very clean and very well kept. I'm not fat and disgusting.
No? Well, how many pounds do you weigh?
185.
And you're how tall?
5'7".
Yeah, you could lose some weight, I think. I mean, you agree. You could lose some weight, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I
want to
be smaller, of course, but
yeah.
I'm fine
with them. Yeah, I know. So, anyway, the reason I was calling is because I was offering for fat girls the MetaFast system. I wanted you to try it out for 2 or 3 weeks. It's simple shakes, eggs for the morning, egg powder you can make, and simple, decent diet. Dinner for the afternoon and the evening, and if you work, maybe you can do like 30 minutes. Do you like cardio?
All right, you called an escort service for an escort. Did you call to tell me I need to lose weight or something?
I'm calling for fat girl. Like, you know, fat girls like you.
Like right, I'm full figured. I'm not fat. I'm just full figured.
Well, full figure is fat. Full figure is fat. I mean, you can't have fat without F. Full figure has F, two Fs in it.
Okay, so do you not like fat girls or something?
I mean, I was looking to talk to one just to, you know, I thought maybe I'd talk to you, you know. Have you thought about what it could do to your health? Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You might as well smoke cigarettes if you're going to be fat.
You're fucking retarded. If you ever call my phone again, I swear to fucking God.
Well, you call me first. I have you on my computer machine that you call me first. On my phone,
right,
call RD.
You call it our escort service, so please do not call my phone back. You are so full of shit. Like, seriously, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, I love myself, so maybe you need to get yourself checked, for real. So
no, but I asked specifically for a fat girl, and they said that you're going to put one on, and you're telling me you're not fat, so I'm kind of upset here. Because I don't have time to be dealing
figured.
With
you. I'm not fat and sloppy like you're asking for. I'm full figured. Are you looking for an
then
escort
what did you call?
Or are you not are you looking for an escort or not?
I'm looking for a fat girl escort, not some, you know, wannabe.
Okay, well, maybe you need to look elsewhere because obviously I'm not fat and sloppy like you want.
Well,
so.
Who's the real fat girl at the company that I didn't get?
You are.
I'm not a girl, though.
You sound like one.
No, I have a penis, so I'm looking at it right now. No. How would you know? You're not even here. How would you know? How would you know that I have a penis or not? That I'm not a girl.
I
what's
don't
this?
Know, but it don't sound like
oh, you. Look at me. I pulled it out of my ass. Good for you.
Returning to main menu. You have 2 new messages. To listen to your message.
Fat girl. That's right. Good for you. All right, everybody. That was,
That was a good one there, Bob.
Do you have big girls?
You jacked her hard.
Indeed. Milkman, take us out of here.
All right, my brother, everybody, so, well, everybody, you know what time it is? It's time for that funk of chime. That's right, man. It's a sad but happy song. That means time to go, but it is the end of another fun-filled evening right here. 98.6 Mouse, the Mad House. I'd like to thank our numbers hit man, the man with the guns on the phone. Thank you so much, Awesome Luta. My brother, Chuck. Doug, thanks for showing up. My hot girl, Maves, Busy Cat, Nunu, Baz, Mike Cunty, amazing. He's back. All our friends out.
out there.
Is it really Mike and T? Is it really
over there?
Is that really Mike and T in the chat room? Good to see you, man.
George, we love you too. Yeah, it's him. It is him.
All right.
That's right, MST3 Clay, my brother, all our friends. Want to thank you so much for joining in. You know what? Everybody listening out there, we do this every week for you. That's right. The most fun, interactive show of fun you can tune into right here every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Do not miss the next episode with our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, Carlito Hermano. Thank you so much, man.
Oh.
I almost killed somebody, but you made me laugh instead.
Cool. Thanks, man. That's big coming from you. Thank you, Milkman, for being on tonight. Tuck, of course, his website is tuckermike.com. Be sure to check that out. He's got lots of things going on there.
Master.
On the computer machine. And everyone, be sure to stay tuned to syndicateradio.tv. Check in. I did want to mention, I talked to Zolar on Tuesday night. I had a conversation with him. He's doing good. He said he was making every effort to be on the air tomorrow. He said he was supposed to get his internet connected tonight. He said if so, he would be listening and calling into the show. Hope that's not a bad sign. But he's making an effort to be back on the air tomorrow. He is now no longer New York Zolar. He has moved to Chicago, apparently. I don't know. That was supposed to be a secret. I'm sorry I let the cat out the bag. Blame me for it. Zolar has moved to Chi-Town. So will this change the Zolar Party Nation show? I do not know. Be sure to check in tomorrow, see if he makes it on, and see what happens. Get the whole story from him. Zolar Vision now from Chicago, moving from one big city to another. And that's right, we're out of here. Thank you, White Boy, for dancing to the funky chimes. Thank you, Lonesome Loser, for sending in all your numbers. And thank you, Reckley, for calling in. We didn't get to the prank call request from during the week. We'll get to those either on Monday or we'll try them on next week. I promise the two of you who submitted them that were selected out of the many and many that were sent in. And also, finally, everyone, be sure to visit madhouselive.com, subscribe to our podcast, check out our forums, and just generally hang out and spread the word about Madhouse Radio for you and yours. I think we had a better time with the show now tonight.
Right.
We weren't at the bar. Last week, we were live at Lopez Cigar Bar, and it was a little loud. And though it was fun to do a remote, it is always good to do it here from the studio where it's nice and
dark. That was a good show, though.
Yeah. I just ate something off the desk, and I don't think it was bacon. I don't know what I just ate. All right, folks, we'll catch you here next week. Thank you for tuning in.
We got to get some more pictures of hot girls up there, too.
Especially
my hot girl, Maven. We love you.
Have a good weekend, my friends. I love you all.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two. I got a question.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fast.
I got a question. Y'all know the stairs is a pop quiz.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.